And I'm here to tell you about ASMR. Autonomous.
Is there a phone?
Sensory. Meridian response.
I aceify this.
Oh boy, you woke up thumbs up.
That was stupid.
Oops. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Machine gun of awesomeness.
What's going on here?
Action going on in here.
Never surrender.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh, that's so wet. So wet.
We got. No.
He prefaced this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What? Ultra humongous.
Wow.
Ice pop.
Wow.
Oops. That can happen.
Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
Trying to tase me in my genitalia.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not what's not.
Poo problem.
I consume some alcohol.
There's a swing.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Will she call him a midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Dave, right, babe.
I was
fat.
The audience at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Showing up again.
So I had planned on doing it right here.
Siegel crossed the line with a lot of left collar with a colostomy bag.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to me?
Whoa!
I'm not
calm down.
Oh, damn.
We're going to get
some marijuana.
You think?
I'm about as polite as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That weird little chewy guy.
Did you vote for me for employee review?
No.
I still won.
What? Is this evil? Okay, then. Pronounce the word.
Goodbye at University of Texas. I to urge and why. Good luck to the Aggies. They is the boys who knows how the eyes of you. Yes, Lord. That is the song they sing. They sing so well. It's all me. Goodbye to Texas University. Aggies, look here, chicken wing a bone. Let's go, hick it up. Where did that mean?
Elliot 8235. Hello, class.
Hello.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Good, good, good. All right, two things. Number one, when I just walked back in the office, why was Kaylee yelling MF-er and F my life and
she
S and the whole thing?
Spilled her coffee drink and it went right on top.
Oh, dude, that's...
And her desk.
Well, yeah, but you don't care about your phone. Is your phone shot? Oh, good. You're good to go. You're good to go. What was our boy, Bert Kreischer? What was the video you were watching?
I was trying to, because I mentioned on Twitter starting some new cleanse today. So he was, he had stuff on Periscope about, you know, his State of the Union.
Was he naked in the shower?
No, his finer. And I guess he's using a 3-week cleanse, but he's going to drink on Saturdays. and he drank.
Cheat day.
Yeah, he drank,
He's starting it today. Yes. To fly, that's
so,
true.
So, home from, but it was one of those early morning.
So he's just, there's nothing bad.
No.
I can't ever imagine a day where I'll cleanse.
I think he said he was like 244 or something, and he wants to get down to 215 in 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks?
Pushing. But he's probably doing like.
Just liquor weight.
A juice. He's probably just going to live on juice for like 3 weeks.
Ugh, cool. That sounds horrible. Tacos for dinner. The idea. No. Well, it was hunger that I had.
Yeah.
And filling that up. All right, so good. He's fine. Tyler, let me go to you now. Great, was it? How great was it?
I watched the whole thing. Because of Dancing with Stars.
Watch part of that too. I thought one hour
of Bachelor?
15.
Oh.
I thought it started at 8 as opposed to, so I ended up, so then when I saw that they were doing the hour thing of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So then I was just, then I started just reading and popping around all over the place. Although, you know who, I'll call it right now, you know who's gonna win? Rumor Willis.
Oh, you're on.
Yeah, no, I'll get to the
score clue.
Everybody got perfect scores last night. Seriously, every one of them.
She's great. Fabulous.
You know who cried like a big pussy on TV?
Who?
Her old man. And Willis,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big tears in his eye, though. Not Bruce and Rumor. Rumor and, what's his face's brother?
Yeah.
There's something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely something going on. But yeah, Bruce Willis was crying. But I thought but you know what? Or he's happy. And they're crying. And then I felt like Demi Moore felt like, oh, Bruce is going to show some emotion. So then herself start crying. Like, she's poking herself in the eyes just to get it going. But, yeah, no, Bruce. Anyway, yeah. So then I was popping around. I'll get something there. So, wait, you made it through an hour 15?
Yes.
I made it through about an hour and a half.
It was just hiding. Who was going to it.
Right. So they were voting at the
person vote, yeah.
Did you see the drunk guy?
I saw him earlier in the night.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Is that the hot tub car guy?
No. He confronted.
Right, exactly. When the hot pool.
You suck, by the way. He's very drunk. You do suck, by the way.
But it was pretty good. Now, we're pulling for Caitlin, right?
I'm team Caitlin.
Yeah, totally. But we don't know who, like, I didn't see the end. It was, right?
Tonight you find out. It's on again tonight.
Oh, I'm going to miss it tonight.
Why?
I got the Yankees are in town.
Oh.
Yeah, so I
won't miss it.
I got Yankees tonight back to back then. But if I get rain like I did last night, then I'm going to be pissy. Oh, but damn. It's a baseball game to who be.
I'll text you.
The game?
Sure.
That would make me so happy.
You can tell the stadium.
I'll tell my section. Pardon me.
Oh, my gosh, y'all.
Pardon me. I just want everybody to know this is the Bachelorette. Oh, make me awesome. That would make me so happy. Rest of the section probably won't care. No, during the president's race. Caitlin is the best. She's got to win the thing, though. I don't like Brit at all. Gosh, I dislike her.
Yeah, I know. She's easy to dislike.
You know who's solid, though? Again, and I've...
Harrison.
Chris Harrison, that show. He is so good. I mean, he's fantastic.
Was there any trouble last night?
Well, the drunk guy.
Okay.
Yeah, the drunk guy. Although I did like the guy who showed up. Cake.
That thing made me laugh.
He had a motor that he, he's a dentist, Diane.
Oh, he's so, single?
Say again?
He's single.
By the way, good. Yeah, well,
I know that.
That's not. Yeah. But the
maybe the motorized.
No. But, and if it's very comfortable in being honest, he's a good looking dude.
He is.
Yeah, no, he's
a well, most of them are.
They showed up with a black eye.
He's a healer.
What did he do during CrossFit?
I almost.
No. Weird. He's very bizarre.
I got last night.
By who?
My wife.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Accidentally, of course.
Yes, yes.
Well, was it during yoga? That?
No, well.
He punched you in the middle of the night?
I was having a nightmare. Scared me. Tid was obviously laying there completely asleep. And she was involved in her dream. And she started flailing her arms. I got a fist right under the eye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You look like Tony.
No, now, I had to go downstairs and get ice.
I can see it.
I mean, it's definitely puffy.
Yeah, no, I can see no
picture.
But wait a minute, was she, like, I get night, none of it was intentional? Oh, yeah, she caught you a good one there. Well, you were smart to go put ice on it. I wouldn't have.
It was like, 12:04 a.m.
Was she, was she just having a nightmare and flailing, or was she in her nightmare going to punch somebody?
She didn't even know she hit me.
Where are you going?
I'm getting eyeliner like Tony. I'm already antisocial like Tony. I can't have a black guy like him as well.
So Tony died. I don't even know what a healer is. But he... Okay, Tyler.
Diane, that was me. It was after midnight.
Well, your eyes are puffy from sleeping.
I'm with Blair Garner here.
No. What was the... But
puffy from sleeping... The other one looks a little bit better.
Yeah, no, but she did hit you, but ice pack is that.
Well, it's a penguin.
It's a penguin.
It's children. It's all we had.
What is it? Because he was arguing this to you real quick, because when the limos pull up, Diane, when the limos pull up, they're standing on, like, there's one over here and one, you're not looking, over here.
Uh-huh.
So you had to, like, you had to introduce yourself to both of them. He did. So he brought Caitlin, I'd like to puck you. But and then he was like, he was apologetic second puck, but he said he'd puck her too. No, because it's funny. But
okay.
So they would, so girls and tell him, you know, oh, you look beautiful. I'm glad it's you, whatever. The healer said the exact same thing to both of them. Oh, I'm getting a good vibe from you. I'd like to get to know you a little bit more. You look beautiful. And then I'd like to get to know you a little bit more. You look beautiful. Like, it was the exact same thing.
He said in his head that he has trouble communicating. And then Britt lied to his face.
Why?
No surprise there when she talked to him. Said, oh, you seem so... like, I love what you said to me. God, nice. Tony, mind us too, but Tony.
No, never saw an explanation for the black eye.
I was going to be on television in like the 3 months leading up to it, making sure.
You know what? I said the same thing and I had to put a Band-Aid on my forehead for my, Yeah, what does a healer do? Oh, and then can I tell you who I'm really pissed at?
Yeah.
Okay.
A spiritual healer. Will scan your body or specific areas like your forehead or your hands or just with their mind.
Right, right.
To identify areas where your energy is low or is stuck.
You know what?
And to read that are inscribed in mind.
See, that makes sense.
Minimum of an hour.
That makes sense. That makes sense because whether it was going to be Caitlin, you had to put a rose in a box. So if you put it in this box, it was for Britt. Right? The clip, though, and it's so many people are taking it out of context, is he said, I fell off. Her chest, not her bosoms. The box that he was
like
putting the
center.
Thing in. Yeah, no. The box that he was putting the flower.
The
yeah,
chest.
But
oh,
everybody thinks that he was talking about Tiggy's.
Oh.
And it wasn't that at all. He did say that it takes some time.
Healer stuff.
It seems like a total scam. It seems like a total
key massage.
Ooh, they also have a male stripper on the show, Diane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. If they show him putting on his fireman's outfit, and I was like, nope, not at all. Did his thing and took the girl's hands and made them rub up and down his chest. I'm like, go that dude.
Sorry, I missed it.
Oh, I was all reality. I felt like you last night. Between Dan's and Florette, I was, well, that's my reality.
I haven't heard one mention of Bravo.
Nor will you. That was good last night. I would be pissed at. I'm not mad. I couldn't care less. But when I was waiting for the Bachelorette skipping around the dance floor, although, you know who else could win? I don't know the guy's name.
Riker.
No,
gosh.
Is that the guy with
the veteran?
Yeah. He could win.
Noah.
Noah Galloway.
His last dance was pretty good. Danced twice last night. His first one was not that, it got in his head. He was very nervous. Finals. It was not that good. Even Julianne said, mm-mm. But the one was good. He may win. But my money's still on Rumor. When I was pumping around while that was on, I don't have to focus that much on that. You know who I'd be really pissed at? What's her face? Canceled her wedding for this weekend? Little Palin?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Nation wedding? They canceled it yesterday. You know how furious I would be to wear for Memorial Day weekend for a wedding?
Well, aren't they going to have
Memorial Day weekend?
Aren't they in its place?
Yeah. You know where else I could have a barbecue?
At home.
Back at home with all my friends.
You know what it costs?
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. No. You know what? 12-pack. Exactly. I'll boost it up. And now I have to fly away to some stupid party all because the guy that she was marrying or was married. I'm married. What's going on with those two? I didn't read that deep into it. But that's all I was thinking. Dude.
Stoll is telling a guard false story and headlines that beg controversy.
But that's why you can't get married on a holiday weekend. Holiday weekends are rough to get married. A weekend? I may have.
I think you may have.
Yeah, it was. But I threw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously. If you okay, my wedding. I don't think it was.
It wasn't Memorial Day?
No. I wouldn't have done that. I don't think I would have done that. But could you? But
it's your anniversary.
Something. But it was.
Isn't it in your ring?
Yeah, I know. But the contacts aren't that strong. The would have booked yourself to go away. But use my wedding as the example. If you would have booked your end for a destination wedding,
I'd be pissed.
You'd be furious. Out on me 4 days before I'm supposed to leave?
So they were going to get married in Kentucky, but yeah. There's a gathering in Kentucky to share a great barbecue and celebrate life in general.
Yeah, we're in Alaska. If I had to fly from Alaska, and by the way,
that ain't cheap.
It's not like I was from Kentucky, but it's not like to the Caribbean, where at least you're like, all right, well, I guess Memorial Day weekend in the Caribbean, I got to pay for my own dinners because that was supposed to be covered. Dude, suck.
Your anniversary is not in May. It's June?
No, it's definitely June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't Memorial Day.
You could have done that to anybody. Because I had friends even. I hated that.
Well, I mean, it depends what people have available.
Yours wasn't on a weekend, was it? Before I came.
Well, on 11 day.
Yeah. That is
me. Dude, you remember your anniversary? Oh, because it's 7-11.
That's the only reason.
That's who I
Mr. Sentimental Woodsbury.
Do you know your anniversary?
Yeah.
When?
March 3rd, 2001. 2001. Boom.
That's easy, too, though.
Why?
0303. See, my easy mnemonic device. Well, you just had yours.
She hasn't been married that long.
When's yours? Yours. Ooh. June 8th? I don't know. Now I feel bad.
You can't read that?
And I started using the contacts.
They work pretty instantaneously.
I think I put them in wrong today. I think I put them in inside out. I can't write it.
No, if you put them in inside out.
June. I can't read it. What year did I get married? Oh, so that's what the 02 is. I thought I got married June 2nd. I have no idea when I got married. It's in here somewhere. I don't know. That's coming up, though, in a month. Where are you? Hey, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, I know you're way into it in the beginning. The following, did you catch the...
No, the series finale.
Didn't watch it. I fell asleep. I flew episodes. I missed the last one. I fell asleep.
Yeah, no, I didn't see it. I know Kevin Bacon, like, invented the Coca-Cola.
He's
a big shot.
Yeah.
But I met this guy. I think you might know him. He's a big, fatty, floppy, disgusting piece of ass. I think his name is Brian Schlossberg.
All right, dude. I'll talk to you later. All right, listen, I got a ton of stuff that I got to get through today, so let me just, we'll come back, lay everything out.
You do suck, by the way.
Okay.
Everything about you.
Elliot.
Get ready. Because this summer, our car concert calendar. XL102Richmond.com for more.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Watch for a stalled vehicle at 95 South and Parham. No problems with 64 or 295 itself. Side streets, Chippenham 288 and the Downtown Expressway. Current collision, stalled vehicles or delays.
This report is brought to you by Kroger. Earn double fuel points at your neighborhood Kroger this Sunday. Download the fuel coupon. Exclusions apply. See store for details or visit Kroger.com/summerfuel. Great food. Low prices at Kroger.
All got excuses not to exercise. It's an excuse to get you to get started. This $8 Tuesday at any American Family Fitness. It's our best offer and your best chance to make real change in the way you look, feel, your life. Stop by any location and see what your dollar gets you. You'll be amazed at our equipment, classes, and most of all, our success. $8 Tuesday at American Family Fitness. Visit amfamfit.com/$2.
We investigate because we're on your side.
Alerting you first with tracking down the crooks and the cheats.
We've got your back and a looking out.
Should read the power from our camp. We're the ones helping to right wrongs and change lives.
Investigating your investigations of the On Your Side investigator team. Back down. Only yours.
It's our biggest Memorial Day event ever at McGeorge Toyota. Through May the 5, 10, 10, 15, even up off MSRP on over 900 new Toyotas. And 0% APR months on most models to 2015 Canyon Camry. That's just 60 per thousand financed with a pass. Plus, every new vehicle comes with 2 years of no-cost maintenance from Toyota and 2 years of no-cost maintenance from 4 years of no-cost maintenance and up to 20% off MSRP on your new Toyota. Prices include all Toyota dollar rebates and additional discounts off MSRP by McGeorge. You just add tax time and $95 processing fee. But these deals, like our incredible selection, so hurry to 9319 West Broad or McGeorgeToyota.com. McGeorge, with over 100,000 happy customers, your trust every day. Sale ends May 31st.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida playing music.
Which means spending a ton of time right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring
right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dushine.
Is that your Dushine, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dushine?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
In glass.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's shine made with real sugar. Besides, those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got six more bottles of Dushine in my guitar case. I got five bottles in my jack. Bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier.
Drank them.
Beat Shine, you gotta do a better job of it.
Love it.
Getting Dushine?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Man, never looked in the fridge.
Do the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew available legally for the first time.
Introducing the latest addition to the Dew lineup. Dew lineup, Dew Citrus Flavor Dew, inspired by the Baird Mountain Dew. Pick up Mountain Dew Dew Shine at Dollar General today. Mountain Dew Dew Shine, available legally for the first time.
Right now, Pete is perfect sitting in heavy traffic for Kings of Rock. Because Pete went to AutoZone, where they checked a faulty engine light that kept interrupting his headlining every morning commute with sweat-dripping solos.
Yeah!
Oh, he sees you watching, and he doesn't care. That's Pete's Zone. To love a tool, let AutoZone.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Opportunities won't come to you. You got out there to get things done.
Should I go?
Choice Hotels fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay and book now at Choice. You always have a choice.
More people are driving Ram trucks. It's the Ram Drive and Discover event. More at Richmond Ram Trucks.
Richmond Show. Elliot in the morning on XL 102.
Stuff going on today. It's going to be very, very busy. We do have a guest that'll be on with us. He's got himself the number one movie in America, Pitch Perfect 2. He's also got a brand new show that'll be coming to town. Have a little screening taken, plus take it off with him. So we'll talk to Ben Platt a couple hours from now. I will continue to give you tickets to go see Rush in concert. It's 30 lower. Keep in mind, when you win those tickets, get to go backstage. You go backstage and meet Rush. So we'll give you those a little bit later for you. To go see Dave Matthews. That show is this Saturday night out at Jiffy Lube Live. So I'll give you tickets for that. A lot of stuff through today. Also, remind me a little bit. I'll have to get him out of the office. We got our roulette. I don't know how I'm going to. I have multiple bags. So I got to figure out, are we just going to go through one and see? Figure it out. I got plenty of time. So we'll do that a little bit later on. Also, there's some good stories out of Boston today. I don't know what Boston right in the middle of it today. And they are good. Anyway, some news, please.
The FBI says it found no evidence of damage caused by windshield of that derailed Amtrak train number 188. The NTSB saying the FBI completed their examination, found no evidence of damage that could have been caused by a fire. They haven't ruled out the other object, obviously, may have struck the windshield. They said additional updates will be issued later than that. This investigation is expected to last up to a year.
Yeah. Well, there is a fruit size crack that they're looking at. Like you said, the NTSB, the FBI said it wasn't from a firing arm. Could have been another arm at the train. It also could have been cracked when it hit something as it came off the rails. At this point, they're going to rule out that somebody fired a gun at it.
The two skiers who leapt from a cliff in Yosemite Park, obviously one of them, Dean Potter, were apparently trying to fly through a notch in a ridge line, and they were airborne 15 seconds when they slammed into that rock wall and were killed instantly. That's according to a friend speaking to reporters. They said they would have been 300 miles per hour aiming for what was being called a narrow gap in that ridge because a person who was a spotter too, who had said she sort of like, you know, popping noises, and then was unable to get any communication going with them, and that's when this.
Now they said they don't know if it was wind. They were describing the flight being a like once in a lifetime, that it was almost a kind of a routine flight that they would have been taken. Been wind. It could have been because it was nighttime that they just judged wrong. It's obviously something went wrong for him. Veer off, go into that wall. But could you imagine at 100 miles an hour?
No, it's so beyond.
Thank God. You go?
Yeah.
Thank God you're doing 100 miles an hour right into a stone wall. At least that way you're quick and you're just quick and done.
Can I ask
one other question about it? He always used to do his flights. Maybe it was just his climbs. They were talking about Dean Potter with his dog Whisper, was always in a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Like his parachute attached to him, right?
I didn't see dog was him on this.
Okay, good. Because when I first saw that, they were like, his dog was always everywhere with him. And that he always had him like, but if he was in his back, his dog couldn't have been on his back with him as well.
Right.
Okay, good.
June is your prime mosquito month in areas, and that is why they put out the top mosquito cities list, I can tell you.
Gulf Coast City. I am going to say
Big City. No, I actually, they were fifth.
Yeah, they were always bad when I lived there.
Chicago.
Chicago?
Washington, D.C. third.
Oh, get it.
Then Detroit, then Houston.
Detroit?
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Petersburg comes in 14th. Albany, Schenectady, Troy, New York comes in on the list for the rest of the summer.
You know what? Knock on wood, I don't feel like they've been bad yet. I don't feel like I'm getting, and really, I normally get chewed up like crazy. I know, but I still feel like you got little puddles that are forming. That ain't good.
More and more schools are cell phones in school. Study research shows that kids using phones see a big improvement in their test scores. According to researchers, they say we found the impact of banning phones equivalent to an additional hour a week in school, or to increasing the school year by as much as 5 days. Now, of course, there are going to be complaints about how with my kid in case of an emergency lines, but they did say
you want to be part of a daily house.
What do you mean?
Oh, he wants.
What is he, 11?
Yeah. No chance in hell.
No.
When can I have one? When I say.
Yeah.
That's me.
He loves that.
Yes. Oh, he hates it. No, because if I tell him you can have one, I don't even 17, but 16, I'm going to get nagged. Have you thought about moving it up? He's going to start a countdown 16, and in that day, he's going to be, I don't have time for it. So, can I have one? No. Well, when? When I say. And then he knows, don't ask, because then you're just going to piss me off.
Yeah.
And I give him that look.
Yeah. In stories before, like at 8, and not just the use of an old one. It's like their phone.
No,
and
a new one.
Turned on.
Yeah, no, not a chance.
Chili's is adding a new type of glaze to its head, so pictures of them will look better on Facebook and Instagram.
Very smart. Very, very smart. Mm. I do like their buns, though. I mean, they make me nauseous, but I do like them.
There is a guy named John Jones Jr. outside of Atlanta. His wife, apparently he needed to blow off some steam afterwards, so he got in his truck, headed right through the house. Apparently started in the backyard.
Crashed
through one wall, drove through their living room, went through another wall, and ended up in the yard. Here's John.
One of the spur of the moment, crazy things. Past year and a half. Yes, sir. Why not? It don't pay, but hey, kept me busy.
He's a contractor.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
You know what this does? Costs money.
Jesus Christ.
Police are not charging him. I guess it's technically not a truck through his own house.
No, you can hammer bash apart your own house property.
There is a billionaire in China who is paying a 22-year-old Japanese porn star to be his...
Is this the guy who walks her around on a leash?
...personal assistant for the next 15 years.
Never mind. That's I was looking at a wrong story.
That works out to $500 a year, which I guess is not that bad. So they said it'll be 20 done, so it'll be 37... she's living her life, making all this cash all her life.
You know what? Good for her.
But I'm sure she has some daddy issues.
No, there was some story yesterday about some real seas guy. He's the Hugh Hefner of, and I can't remember where, but he's married, but the woman's parents don't like, he insists on walking her around the house, and her parents are like, whatever, I'm married to the Hugh Hefner of wherever it is.
Is she a porn star too?
He's not a porn star.
No, she.
No, she's just in love. Yeah. And he walks her around their mansion on a all fours on a dog leash. They're furious.
Oh, it says the Australian.
That's it. Yeah.
He is a tobacco tycoon.
Yes, that's right.
Candyman.
Right. And so and his wife, he walks around, she has to be on all puts a leash on her around the house. And her parents are like, "You gotta be effing kidding me. Get away from this guy." She's like, "Love him. This is what we're into, and look how sad I am. This guy loaded."
Just the grandparents would maybe like to see their grandkids someday. I guess there's no relationship there or great grandkids.
Yeah, I don't know what the story is there.
Yeah, but I with it.
She's as happy.
Cherish more than throwing the biggest in thing. That's my kids and family.
You know what? Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
In the Eastern Conference Finals, Rangers 6-2 last night. So now that series is tied up at a game apiece.
Yeah, Tyler Johnson trick, which I didn't realize that is the postseason hat trick that the Tampa Bay Lightning have ever recorded.
Ever?
Ever. Yeah, ever. First time ever in the playoffs.
Tonight, game finals with the Ducks and the Blackhawks. Anaheim leading that series 1-0. And McClellan met with the media yesterday to talk about the future of the team, making it clear that some players will be gone and others have to realize max contracts if they want to stay here.
Yeah, so he went through real quickly. You got a couple of restricted free agents. So Marcus Johansson will re-sign Braden Holtby. Remember, there's another restricted free
Kuznetsov.
Agent on that. Oh, Evgeny Kuznetsov, exactly. So they'll get deals. They'll be taken care of. Unrestricted people, they think they'll be able to. Rick Fair is a big question mark. And then going to sign for, probably get on the open market. That's your Joel Ward and your Mike Green. So if they're willing to give the quote on, they will find a part. They'll move on.
Police on Long Island looking for a man who stole a glove off Islanders lost to the Cap.
The bench.
So they didn't say whose glove it was.
His name's on it, I'll tell you that.
The man, so they've got a photo that is circulating of him and are asking for the public. That's kind of silly, right?
I'd grab a glove. Dude, as a souvenir. Also, I don't know that I'd go. If I were the guy, I wouldn't go after him. Who cares? They get all that crap for free. It does take a while to break in new ones, and they're all superstitious about them.
All right. I'm signing Ryan Tannehill to a big contract extension that'll take him through 2020. First quarterback from the 2012 class to get a new deal, and that includes Andrew Luck, RG3, and one game on the NBA schedule for finals underway in Golden State with the Warriors hosting the Rockets. By the way, during a John Wall said he will agree on his hand and his go to the Cleveland Clinic to see a specialist and wants to take some time off to obviously if that doesn't work then
he'll go on
the day after firing Mike Reddy, manager of the Marlins, the GM announcing he'll take over the position as manager in 6 years.
Nope.
And won't cost,
you may as well put me in there.
Won't cost them a new salary.
Nope, not at all. 5 years. God, does that team suck.
After a night off, Nationals kicking off a two-game series against the Yankees tonight at Nats Park. Bryce Harper named the National League place again. Orioles pitcher Morris on DL with bronchitis May 10th and has lost a bunch of weight in the process. And former Harlem Globetrotter star Meadowlark Lemon, wife and younger son.
Oh, is it? Is it $100,000?
$250,000 in back child support. Billy, Meadowlark Lemon's ex-wife, left her buried in bills and with little cash to support her children. 1977.
Billy?
Meadowlark, who is 83.
Meadowlark Lemon is 83?
I was shocked. But he was Potters for like 23 years.
Yeah.
What team?
Well, him and Curly, those were the biggies.
He claimed...
Can you name one member? Member of the Harlem...
The current squad? No.
But, think back. You used to be able to name players from the Harlem Globetrotters. Babyface Page? There's three.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
There was another basketball against them once. It was awesome. I can't remember. There was another one that I knew, but I can't name one of them now. Couldn't name a member of the Harlem Globetrotters.
That he didn't have the money to pay because he wasn't working for the anymore. I believe the child, finger quotes, that they're referring was 50 years old now.
Shut up, really?
Really? So he's no, if he's running out of money, but if he, let's look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Hey, welcome to Nissan.
So what's all the excitement about?
It's me, your life.
What's with that?
An Altima has up to 207.
And him?
He just found out that Altima gets up to 38 mpg highway.
That lady?
And how easy it is to take home the ride of her in the ride
like drive right now.
Yep. I'm not surprised.
Get to Nissan for the ride of your life. Exciting lineup ever. Choose the 2015 Altima. Lease for just $189 per month. Or get 0% APR for up to 72 months. Shop your local Nissan store and .com. Offers end June 1st. Innovation that excites.
For well-qualified customers with a $99 initial payment for 36 months or purchase $13.89 per month per thousand finance for 72 months. Excludes taxes, title, and license. Valid when finding dealer stock. 2015 Ultima 2.5S. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details.
Next to Elliot in the Morning. Do.
First-time winners, please. 866-235-468. First-time winners, I got a new Mumford & Sons record line. Thank you very much to our friends from Glass Note Records. That record is just now out. Call me right now. You get yourself a copy of 866 to Elliot 235-546. Winners, call me right now. I'll give you the brand new record.
His bio says, Dad, Husband, and President of the United States. Yeah, you don't have to say when you tweeted, hello, Twitter.
In the Morning. XL102.
Turner Road currently blocked south of Midlothian and Cloverleaf Drive due to a house addition and slow going for eastbound between Oilville Road near Rockville, Manikin, Sabot. Watch for a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder.
The Toyota Times sales event is big cash back on our best-selling Toyotas, including the new 2015s and RAV4s. $750 cash back. The all-new Sienna Swagger Wagon has $1,000 cash back. Prius liftbacks have up to $2,000 cash back. Plus 9 Toyota models, Toyota most with 0% APR financing. Visit buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for all the special offers this month. Low payment leases, low APR, cash back. You can back Toyota or apply to down payment. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing. Dealer terms and details. Learn more with Toyota Care. Buyatoyota.com is the site to visit for this. Hurry to Toyota Times City. And with some of the best deals of the year, you'll want to see your Toyota dealer by June 1st. Toyota. Let's go places.
Experience the power, toughness, and dependability of Ram 15 Duty and Chassis Cab at your local dealer. Or roll up your sleeve at RamTrucks.com to get to work. Guts. Glory. Ram.
It's a call. It's a call. You hope you... One that above all else, some answers. And they do. They're the first responders. The brave EMS teams and firefighters at Bon Secours were for you, for your selflessness and compassion. Thank you for your dedication and commitment to answering the call no one else knows. You are true heroes. Communities with good help for a lifetime.
The selflessness of our EMS workers. They respond all over our area, every hour, every day of the year. Appreciation to these dedicated responders. Halligan's Bar and Grill in Shore Pump, Shaco Bottom, and Ashland. And all regions along with iHeartMedia with Bon Secours to show our support. We celebrate you during EMS. Thanks for all you do to make our safe and healthy place to live.
When my coworker asked me to cover for him, I should have held out that he took his kid to the doctor. Turns out, he doesn't have kids. He doesn't even have a pet. Now I know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, I should have known that Geico has been around for over 70. Why didn't I know that? That is 75 years of experience benefit. Now I know. And now you know. and now I have one less coworker and double the work.
GEICO, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great singing.
Now that you know GEICO has been around 75 years, it's time to bestow even... GEICO could save knee and boat coverage, and they offer special military and federal dental discounts. No insurance agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. No wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating. You don't have to be a mathematician's numbers.
GEICO at GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
I had new bill morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail on
video. It's really funny.
The Breakfast Bites, when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to the energy. Share your Belvita.
Morning win.
It's in the morning.
Hey, how are you doing, Kathy?
I am good. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you. And what did you end up doing last night?
I didn't really do it.
All right, good for you. Good. Listen, here's what I'm going to do. Friends of Records gave me a bunch of Mumford & Sons records to give away. So
yes.
If you hold tight 1 second for me, I'll get some info from you. And
awesome, thank you.
Hold tight 1 second for me. Let me go to line four. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Excellent. What'd you end up doing last night?
It sounded like I hung out with Casey because I didn't do anything.
Oh, you know what? There ain't much I could say. Well, I really didn't do anything. I watched those,
yeah.
Please. But one of Diane.
Oh.
One of them was for research. I'm sorry. You said your name was Bill. Yeah. Hey, Bill.
I do not own any children.
Oh, dude. Good for you. Good.
I married into a child.
You have a step.
I have a step, yes.
Okay, well, that still counts as having a kid.
Technically.
Unless, well, let's just... That, let's
unless
not
the relationship's not the greatest.
No, I was going to ask you, I was worried that Diane was talking about with the cell phone thing. Do most schools say, because I know, for a second, is part of that, they were talking about how if you have a kid who has a phone, that it's very distracting to them and they don't know well. But wasn't it New York, I believe it's New York, that they reversed the ban and now start bringing them to school because parents were pissed off that if they needed to get in touch with their kid, that they too. So they were trying to have, but they were looking to see the, I don't even know what the rules or but they were highlighting New York and saying that public school system reversed their entire ban. I think just like a month or two ago, it said bring them. That would be a pain in the ass.
Well, are they allowed to bring them, but they have to, like, keep them in their locker around?
No, I know that they can have, that was a big complaint was from parents saying, if I need to get in touch with my kid to be able to, they phone with them. We'll try every argument in the book. Like, for example, we have to go to Philly this weekend for a hockey tournament because
right.
That's what you do on long weekends is go to hockey rinks. So what if we're playing hockey? If you're there, I'll have a phone where I knew that something went wrong. Well, I told him that. I also told him it's going to be very rare that you'll find a reason to have us with you. So, but it's a big thing to get the phone. But like, for example, I don't even know for my kid's school, even if he could have a, he would even be able to have it with him. Like, I don't even know what, cause he's not getting one. I know, like, for example, my sister's kid, he's a junior in high school now. He got one when he started, like, driving so that he could text my, hey, I got to school, and I'm at home, or whatever it is.
Right.
Like that, letting them have one at school.
No, it's just.
But then why does every parent say no? They need to have it there.
Well, maybe they maybe it's one of those things where they do have to keep them in their lockers, and then it's more to be able to get in touch with them, like when they're or whatever. You know,
why do I need to get in touch with you?
I don't know if there's communication. Mom thinks dad's picking up.
Well, that sounds like a conversation that would take place.
Well, but if neither of you know that you're supposed to be at the school, kid's going to be sitting out by the flagpole for a while.
And then somebody will call me.
So then he has to leave.
No, and the teacher will call me.
Those things 20 years ago.
It's hard.
I don't know. Whittler.
But there's still, like, that doesn't work. It doesn't work at all.
As an argument.
No. Not at all.
I don't know. They don't. That's not why they want it. That's not why the kids want it. That's what
talking
saying
about the
giving,
kids. It's the parents. The parents are the ones who are fighting, saying, and they want they can get in touch with them.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Is what, to tell them that you can't pick them up
for access to make, you know, they don't have to borrow their friend's phone who is 2 feet.
No, but you still get in touch with them. What's so goddamn important that you need to get in touch with them?
Or get you early from practice.
Just show up at.
I don't know. Maybe know what field you're on. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's easy. Come on. That's an easy one.
Lacrosse or baseball.
And by the way, Graham died. Just show up and
X that.
But is that not the excuse Diane just went with?
Diane would tweet it. That one's a rough one because that excuse starts. You only have so many grandmothers.
You can use that once. In my case, I can't even use it.
Looking at the rules, for example, in Fairfax County.
Right.
Have phones at school. They are turned on during school day. In the event of emergency, they'll
what
be allowed
emergency?
To communicate with their parents when specified by.
What emergency?
I don't know. Is that when the school gets put on lockdown?
School notifies you.
Oh, my God.
School notifies you.
I'm not.
These parents are citing after deciding.
But if there's an emergency at the school, the school's going to notify you and send out their text messages.
Yeah, but it's also.
School will tell you. I don't need my kid to tell me.
Yeah. I mean, we're not in the world yet, but I know we locked down the texting parents of the kids in her class know, hey, we're fine. You know, you got so it was like a ring text that you got as a direct one from the school.
That's all I need. That's all I need. You know what I don't need? I don't need my kid texting me that they're on lockdown. I'm in the know. Dude, you click?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, cool. No problem. All right, hold tight 1 second. Let me get some info from it for record, okay?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, it's all for BS. Guess of it is for there's some tragedy that's taking place.
Let me say it is, but come on.
What? Oh, for some kind of like high pressure or high tense situation?
The frequency of those events is too low.
Way too low. Way too low.
Yeah.
So that I'm not. That's when the school goes into their mode.
Did you ever have to be contacted via the school when you were in school?
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Is there an attempt to reach you? You had to go through the school, the principal, vice principal, the front office. Yeah.
By your parents.
Yeah, I want to say once or twice. Most.
Really? None here.
I want to say it was once or twice. But it was nothing serious. I do remember once my mom sending me a note saying that she was tripped and she wasn't going home.
So she's like out of the state.
She was in Arizona. But like, I do remember getting that note, but I didn't talk to her.
Yeah.
I just remember getting like a principal or principal who came in and said, hey, there's a note from your mom that her business trip was extended. Had no business trip banging somebody. But that was the note I got. But I think that's the only time. You never got in touch with you when you were at school?
No.
I mean, I can't think of any other reason other than I specifically remember that. But
no.
Kaylee, you and your mom text a lot when you were in high school? So, like, while you were sitting asking the moms?
BRB, Quinny.
Say again?
Yeah, nothing's changed. Same a while ago. The same. You still text her.
Where am I going? Bet you've, although with your mom, have you texted your mom this morning yet? Yeah, of course, yeah. Has she responded yet? She texted you first, so she's up early.
But they're very close.
No, they're like best friends. But it's also barely 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, you know what? I just got prepared Brandon Flowers. Hope you're doing smiley face. Clap, clap, clap.
Bills. Do not disturb. Notifications for a conversation. I do it all the time.
Line one. Hi, Elliot. The morning.
Hey,
good. Who's this?
It's Todd.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not much. I'm a high school teacher, and I'll tell you, I'm in Montgomery County. The policy has changed over the last few months. It's basically, it's up to the teacher to allow the kids to have the phones out or not.
Is it really?
And it's ridiculous.
Oh, so I'm to read in that the rules are getting more lax.
Absolutely.
Really?
I mean, but it works. You know, one teacher left it, the next assume that because the first teacher let it, that it's okay everywhere.
Oh, what a pain in the ass.
I mean, like I said, I'm not fighting the fight anymore. I'll take it in 10, 15.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah. And that's not, I mean, only the ones that weren't listening when I said put it away.
Yeah, great. Professor Dick is coming through again. I'd be taking phones left and right, and going.
You gotta, where do you put them? Put them in your desk? You gotta, you know, what do you gonna do with them?
Put them in my bag in the corner. Just throw them in.
Same.
Oh, the horrible. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, my friend. Hi, Elliot.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's that?
I'm a teacher up at Frederick.
Yes, sir.
And cell phones are actually promoted in the classroom. It's called.
Wait, what do you mean promoted in the classroom? They want you to bring a phone in there?
Technology in the classroom and all that it can do to enhance students' education.
Okay, I'm not listening to you anymore because I am trying to set up some after school. By the way, I'm also searching for porn in the middle of class.
And I think this is a student, not a teacher.
He said he's a teacher.
I know.
Yeah. Wait, so they bring your phone to class?
Students will use them for other classes, and then they walk into my class all 20, their cell phones, they've got their... You know, their headphones hooked in. Oh, gee, I have two blackboards. That's
Thank you. Old school. Hey, but wait, so what do you do? Like, do you ever turn away and do they just leave?
They know better than to have them out. When that bell rings out, they're in my desk.
That's me, professor. We're the class.
100%.
But now let me ask you this. Other teachers at the school, are they cool with them having them out?
Teachers will have policies where you can have them on your desk. But they have to be turned over, have to be in the corner of your desk, even point.
Where are they with earbuds? Can I put headphones on?
Oh, I have students that stuff all the time. They'll put their head down, headphone in, and, you know, they're not paying attention.
I used to do that all the time. That was the beauty of having really long hair when I was a kid. Dude, I'd run that crazy. Oh, it was awesome. I loved it. Loved it.
All right, dude, I appreciate it. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben.
I'm 12 year old. I am ashamed to say I just bought the kid.
Whoa. Did you really?
Yeah. Well, it was a good deal. We were signing up for a new phone plan. But I'm hired to have it in class for. My son's in a band. Smart kid. He's been on honor roll since he was in kindergarten.
Right.
His science class and math class. He's actually required to have the phone with him because they need certain calculator app in order to do the work, and they don't
have
the calculators in the classroom for all the kids.
You're turning it sideways.
That's pretty good, dude. So
it gets like sine, cosine, tangent.
If I were a student right now, wired to have a phone. Because of this particular program, anyhow. Yeah, no, well, I was way up in advanced math. I was doing physics and calc in like 8th grade. So, yeah, you're required to have that. Dude, that's awesome. And I can't believe you got him an iPhone 6, bro.
you know what? It was the same price as each, and, you know, had more mess, so said what they had.
Dude, good f-ing class?
No. No, actually, I keep it once in a while. I'll lock down my monitor usage, and other than what he's supposed to be, I can't even see that he's even turning it on during the day, other than during math class and science class.
Dude, you got a good one.
Wow,
you got a good one. A good one.
Oh no, I've got a real good kid. Really good kid.
Yeah, no chance mine would be doing that. Mine'd be sending texts. Who brought? Yeah, it'd be all over the place. Who feels like leaving? Like, that would be the text messages that my kid would be sending.
I appreciate it. Hey, one other thing. Do you see the Alabama that was going around?
Yeah.
So there's a girl in Alabama and she had her breast. Is that inappropriate?
Quite the slip.
But it's like that on both sides. This little flap just comes down the front.
Oh, that's just the panel?
If that's what you call it. But yeah, it's like both sides. Dude, look at that thing goes.
What
like
is she wearing underneath
Celine
there?
Celine Dion height.
She's not wearing anything. Maybe she's got a little... do that. My chick didn't come anywhere close to that for prom.
So, did she get banned? Was she not allowed to come in?
Then agreed to let her wear the dress. First they said no, and then they were like, come on in.
But there was no change. It's not like she put stockings on underneath, right?
No. A high school now finds herself in the news after her choice booted from the big dance. The dress, designed by a Mobile-based designer, Destiny Hoffman. Oh, nice Jewish. Alexis Kraft was the school official said it was too revealing for the high school prom. I reported that Kraft 16 was asked to leave May 9th because the dress violated the dress code. The slits were too hot. But she had already worn it to her own school's prom, so she was going to someone else. Dude, look at that dress.
Yeah, that.
Look at that thing.
Well, that's why there was
I would have been that dress.
There was a prom not too long ago, because remember, people had already bought their dresses, and then all of a sudden came out saying, you can't, it has to be this length. You can't
that or something
yeah,
like that.
And there were people were pissed because they're like, well, I bought my dress a month ago.
Dude, let me ask you this. If you went to prom and this was your date and you showed, and wouldn't you be dying?
Out of embarrassment?
Not a horniness. You're not
horned up.
You can't control that.
That would not be in public with.
Prom or just in general?
Yes.
Oh, I wish Jackie had that dress. Dude, look it up above the area.
I know. That's the problem that I have with it.
It's a very fashion.
For who?
Now legs like come out of both sides of it. It's a sumo diaper that goes inside.
Sumo.
What the big hubbub is, that's hot. That is hot. That's more.
It's not. She's going to have hurdles before that would ever leave the house.
All right, let me break. Let's do some follow-up phone calls. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468 from yesterday, last night, anything. It doesn't matter to me. 866 to Elliot. 866-2368.
Ding welcomes Rush. It's the R45 Tour, celebrating 40 years. Since 10 p.m. and win tickets. Plus, you and your guest will head backstage to meet the band. Geddy Lee, Alex Lifesteal Peart, Rush. Listen all week. Win a see Rush. More details at facebook.com/EITMonline. Elliot.
Our situation is currently blocking Turner Road in both directions. I've at Elkhart Road, no other streets. Light travel volume, no delays, 95, 295, and 64.
We've all got excuses not to exercise. To get started, this Tuesday at any American Family Fitness, it's our best offer and your best chance in the way you look, feel, and stop by any location and see what your dollar gets you. You'll be amazed at our, and most of all, our success. It all starts here at American Family Fitness. Visit amfamfit.com/dollartuesday.
I've been playing soccer outdoors my whole life. Game, I have a ritual. I put on my favorite shin guards, my lucky cleats, and my trusted sun protection.
Copper Performance Copper Tone Sports Suns from damaging UV rays, even when you sweat.
Hey, I need sun protection that works as hard as I do, so I could keep my head in the game.
Try Copper Tone Sports Suns sunscreen of U.S. Soccer. For a limited time, get a Copper Tone Sport Value Pack only at Walmart for a low price.
Oh, nice. Well, you're telling me. Hey, that woman next to you? What's your sunscreen she's putting on? Her skin looks amazing. Look,
it's lightweight breathing from Copper Tone.
Oh, huh?
Here, try it.
Hey, this feels quickly weightless. We gotta get here now.
So much for relaxing.
Trying Allure's Best of Beauty winner, Copper.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. Your home. Since there's no like it. Protection just as special. State agent can help you customize an home insurance policy for your home. So you'll know the place that gave you that right feeling will have for just right too. Plus, your Allstate agent can point out lots of ways to save, like claim-free rewards, extra savings every year you don't file a claim. That feeling is that you should call an Allstate agent.
Get help with home insurance from someone. Call 1-43 Richmond Rich today and save up to 25% when you add coverage for your car. Feature is optional. Coverage discounts and features are subject to terms, conditions, vary.
See what the personal agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Rockin' Festival, September 10th through the 13th at the Oak Ridge, Virginia. 4 days of music with artist collaborations like never before. Featuring Robert Plant and the sensational Space Shifter. And friends with special guests Carlos Santana, Mad Dog and the Englishman. A tribute to Joe Cocker, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Doobie Brothers with String Cheese Incident, A Fifth and Airblasted Flame, Widespread, and so many more. For tickets and the full lineup, go to lockinfestival.com. LOSLO.com.
Biggest Memorial Day event ever at the McGeorge Certified Sales Center. Juniors, we're offering incredible deals on one of the Central Atlantic's largest selections of certified pre-owned, including 2014 Terrain Tolis, starting at just $14,495. And 2014 Toyota Camry LEs is $15,683. With new vehicles for under $16,000. All you add is tax, title tags, and a $5 processing fee. Please, 0.9% APR financing is available with approved credit through TFS. Approval is backed by the McGeorge Certified Promise, which gives you state inspections for life, 1 year of free oil changes, and guarantee. So if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle you can trust, hurry into the McGeorge Certified Sales Center at 77 West Street and McGeorge Toyota. Sale ends May 31st. See dealer for complete details.
Get quick. Full stops every time by Sweetback's premium brake pads available only at AutoZone. They're proven to outperform the original brake pads they are. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this, for this.
Stole my wedding ring!
When you
honey! Someone stole my Dakota ring!
It was weird anyway, buddy.
With you're covered for
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for talk to us about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, bum, bum.
From the top, the morning building, WWDWRXL, Richmond, Elliott in the morning.
Coming up a little bit later on this episode, we'll give you tickets to go see Rush. Keep in mind, you win those tickets, go backstage to meet Rush. So all this week, we're giving you those. Again, tickets to see Rush in concert. It's their R40 live tour. And then we'll go backstage and meet the bands week long. And then a couple hours from now, Ben Platt will be on with us. He's perfect too. It's got a musical that'll be. So anyway, we'll talk to him. Give me a couple hours and Ben Platt will be on with us. Right now though, I need some follow-up phone calls. 866-235-868. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Hank.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys saw the huge cutout of Raw.
You know what? I did not see it as it happened. I did not see the massive Raw was in Richmond. Tyler saw it though. He told. Did you not see it?
God damn it!
I popped and saw it right at the Stephanie and Triple H in the ring.
Right, and then
it popped up again later because it started to tweet about it.
Yeah, right.
I think during the
right.
I know.
Thank
that.
You.
Not because I saw it. Thank you all those people that sent us.
That's funny. Great. I love that the big head was floating around.
Where was it last time? Because they sent us some.
Oh, was that DC United. DC right. United game? Yeah, it was. It made an appearance at a DC United game. But yeah, I saw that my big around the match line. That's great. So yeah, no, thank you very much for seeing that. I know Mike Jones saw it. He let me know. But yeah, when more knowing it than me from when. oh, by the way, Tyler, is Sting doesn't wrestle anymore, does he? Or was he one that just came? And please don't pretend that you don't know what I'm talking about in wrestling or no.
He's doing stuff or did stuff recently with WWE.
Right, didn't he? Like he popped up for some reason.
Yes, he's being a Triple H.
Yeah, the is trying out with the Chiefs right now. to play in the NFL. And he talked about how he wants to be his own guy. He doesn't want to be Sting's kid, but as Sting's kid, that's my drive to make the team so that he doesn't have to be Sting. Anyway, dude, I appreciate you. Or were you just, were you watching on TV?
No, just on TV.
I got you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. By the way, one other thing out of Richmond real quick. The Jacob, the camel. There was a little update on today out of Chesterfield. They are, I guess they had kind of like a review for the animal. They're going to keep holding on to him. The owner obviously wants his camel back.
Right.
The state or county, I'm not sure which one it is saying that the they believe that the malnourished because the hump is so food and they're fat, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
And so that camel with a big, and they were like, this hump is so small. Also, I can't remember what he's got, but he's got some kind of like bugs or something that's wrong with him. But they also hang tarps up around where, because so many people are going by to see Jacob the camel.
Oh.
That so we've camel. Now had to tarp the area so that people can't go see. They, I guess they had about an hour meeting yesterday. And they determined that they're going to hold on to Jacob and that the owner is not due to get him back. The owner just keeps going, hey, listen, rut. The hump goes down, and then afterwards, it kind of goes back up. But it's rutsy. That it's rutsy may be true, but they were like, it shouldn't go down this low. So they were saying that because of the how mal Jacob is and the parasites that he has, that if they wouldn't have got Jacob, they'd say, well, good for them. Good for them that they went and got him. By the way, a couple of other follow-up stories that we had been... Remember the Georgia who bashed out the windows of the car of the car?
Yes.
Georgia's the woman whose car it was. I think it was a woman.
Mm-hmm. She said, oh, I whatever,
5 minutes. And they were like, no, we called the cops. Like, there was the whole thing going on. Charges against that guy have been dropped.
Good.
So he's fine, the guy who bashed out the... And then, one other... You know what? I'll get there in a second. Where am I going, Kaylee? Where am I going? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Where are you?
Hey, Nats guy. Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up? Today's game one.
Game one? I was going to look. Who goes tonight?
Ivani for you guys.
Oh, I feel good about that. I feel really good about that.
Gio's having a year.
Whatever.
We've seen Ivani a lot. He's played for the Fish.
No. He's certainly no stranger to the National League. Go tonight. Go to... by the way, rain holds out. I'll be very, very happy.
Yeah.
Are you also...
Yeah, both games.
Yeah, no, good for you. Good for you. I think it's 7 for the year or 5 for the year. I can't remember. I have to go back. I always count my stubs. So I got to get 50 in. But yeah, tonight and tomorrow night, I can't wait. That'll be awesome. Where are we?
That's up to you. Where do you sit?
Where she got her seats. And by the way, don't make fun of her if we run into you, because I made her keep score that she pays attention.
I do the same thing with my girlfriend.
All right, good. one second, but let me make sure I can find a way to get in touch with you tonight.
One more thing. You're talking about the...
Out of Richmond.
Yeah, so, general experience is, so hump, you know, that's when we serve food. You really have to look closer at the camel's toe to make sure that...
Hold tight, I will see you tonight. Hold on one second, please. That was funny. That was fun. It's funny. All right, fun things. It's been a while since somebody sent me one. Thank you for the update. Coyotes are still attacking small dogs all around New Jersey. So thank you. Remember the bride one who was married two times, but she had never gotten divorced?
Yeah, she was in New York somewhere.
She was in New York somewhere, exactly. And she was trying. I guess she had been married 11 times. Some of them for cash, but married. Because then I got into the whole thing of or people I feel that never... declare anything and never go through with it and then just live your life like you were. She was booked yesterday. Guess who didn't show?
She just didn't show?
Warrant out for her arrest.
Oof.
Not showing up. Oh, I wonder if she took
a country?
No, you can't do that. They would track that. If you're wanted and you've got an arrest out, you can't just... Where are you going to get on a plane?
I don't know. Ask that lady that's on the plane whenever she wants to.
You know what? She's been quiet for a little bit. Ever since they nailed her at, O'Hare. There. Not exactly sure how she left, but they found her in that one area in O'Hare where she wasn't supposed to be. And, you had Indy yesterday.
Going on.
Is that war? Now, the guy who crashed, Jane Hinchcliffe. Now, he, the other three, so Elio, the other two, that were in the crashes, they walked away from there. I'm not mistaken. He had to go to the hospital. I think he broke his upper leg in the crash. By the way, he's 100-something miles an hour. If you only broke your leg, good. Now, I don't know how serious it was, but it was another one of that car just... And by the, and this one, I mean, listen, they're all bad. This thing just crumped the thing.
Well, at a crazy, obviously, rate of speed.
The way when the leg went, going into the wall.
Well, remember, they were happy he was awake.
True.
So it definitely led to an accident online once it happened out of the four crashes.
Well, yeah, because the other ones, I mean, Elio's car.
No, like in itself.
Oh, really?
Not waiting for someone to get out of the vehicle, but like, stint, it happened.
This was more violent than the other three.
People said, or at least online, that...
Oh, bad this year.
I don't know. Does anybody have a theory for that?
I haven't seen... Like, speed weeks are that bad leading Indy. In the past. I mean, yeah, you'd see a car spin out, or you'd see somebody get into a wall and then spin.
And he just a safer barrier before it stopped, I guess.
By the way, how much worse...
Dead? I mean, he goes in so fast.
You would think so. Yeah, probably. If you don't have...
I mean, there's a lot of credit to cars, so I'm not downplaying that those are built to protect these guys, but man.
But without a bush.
Oh, by the way, congratulations.
Oh, why would it... God, look at him. Jesus Christ. Look at that, Diane.
Wow.
That thing goes... And now I'm upside down. God, do those things explode. Why are we congratulating me?
He and Samantha had their kids.
Really?
Here it is.
Oh, good.
Brexton, Brexton, Locke.
Oh, I like that name. I like both of them. Loch?
Locke.
That's not as nice. That's pretty
nice. Maybe doing great.
I'd switch them so it didn't look like total copy, but I'd go Locke. Nice. Locke Braxton Siegel?
Brexton.
Whatever. I change it. In the morning.
Hey, Elliot, what's up?
Hey, who's this?
This is Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to talk about the Annapolis. There's been so many crashes here. It's because they made a lot of regulation changes in IndyCar this year, and they changed all the aerodynamics on the cars. So what's actually going a lot faster. Don't have as much more downforce as they think. So they're all losing it in the losing. But the bad thing is that the cars do have a little more downforce. So as soon as the downforce is like an up through them, they're born. But the reason there's so many more crashes this year, like I said, is because they changed the aerodynamics on all the cars and on the speedways.
Hey, so let me ask you this, and not to completely nerd out on auto racing. Are drivers concerned going into the weekend?
Because I know that IndyCar announced they were doing their qualifying procedures because there were. I think there is a little bit of concern. I mean, at the same time, I mean, I think they're all going to be. It's the Indy 500.
Sure, of course it's Indy 500, and they're going to want to win, and when you get out on the track, I mean, that's what they do, is race to win. If I were one of the drivers, and you stars in almost as many days, it feels like.
And the guys at Crashing aren't scrubs. These are some of the best in the league.
But I would be concerned going into the weekend that, I mean, listen, it's speed week, it's trials, it's time trials. Not everybody. It's not being broadcast as a DC. I would be soaking on over the weekend.
They are. There's probably. I don't know. They're probably getting ready for something. But I mean, like I said, it's. I think it's just a side effect of what they're changing.
Go back at this point. I mean, get their cars put together.
That's exactly right. It's they've made the changes. Everyone has on their cars, and there's really new. I mean, except I suppose they can tell all the guys, hey, you know, we've seen what they. You know, go for a good race, but take it easy out there. But I don't know what that would accomplish.
Has Indy come out and said anything about it at all?
I think they're the main thing days ago. They made an announcement that just would do the qualifying. I don't know if it was the qualifying procedure, but they said that they recognized that there was they were noticing that there was a higher rate of crashes this year than the year past, so they were going to change their qualification. I don't think that they've done anything like. You know, we're going to be limiting this and this, but like you said, I mean, this is that all the cars lay now, so really all they can do is hope that the drivers pick up on it, and everyone learns how to, you know, not lose control in the corners when it comes, when you got everyone out there and, you know, thousands of people sitting in the stands.
And the, you know, because all I, God forbid something goes wrong, it'll be like when NASCAR takes the hit after they have Daytona, where every, they're just going to race us around here until somebody dies.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's just it. As long as he wants is another Dan Weldon.
Exactly.
I don't know if that was one of the main defining moments in the past couple of years. And I think given a bad win, and I agree with you that especially the league has got to be saying, guys, we cannot have this happen. So I'm sure there's going to be a sit down at some point between the teams and the league, or just the teams right now. We know this is happening. Just have to adjust for it.
Unbelievable. Hey, dude, I appreciate the info. Thank you, man. You guys, we'll talk to you later. A quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, I will give you tickets or keep them up. Or take it. See Rush. You and your guest, you go backstage and you get to meet Rush as well.
All right. Okay. Everything about
Elliot in the Morning.
XL 101. Days After Elliot. It's the longest music in Richmond.
Maybe even the...
But probably not. XL 102, commercial free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
XL 102, Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan of... On the interstates, we have stalled vehicles on 95 Road and Maury, 95 Road and Reeves Road. Stalled vehicles in both shoulder areas and a house fire situation. They're blocked Turner Road in both the Drive and Elkhart Road.
This report is brought to you by Kroger. Earn double fuel for your neighbor Kroger this Friday, Saturday. Download the fuel coupon or clip and save. Exclusions apply. See store for details or visit Kroger.com/summerfuel. Great food. Oops, is it Kroger?
Playing soccer outdoors my whole life. Game, I have a ritual. I put on my favorite shin guards, my lucky cleats, and my trusted sun protection. Copper Tone Sport.
High performance Copper Tone Sport sunscreen. Imaging UV rays. Even when
I need sun protection that works as hard as I still keep my head in the game.
My Copper Tone Sport sunscreen. Official sunscreen of U.S. Soccer. For a limited time, get a Copper Tone Sport value pack only at Walmart for a low price every.
Oh, nice data pool. You're telling me. To you, what's that Copper Tone Clearly Sheer sunscreen she's putting on? Wow, her skin looks amazing, not greasy.
It's lightweight, breathable, sun from Copper Tone.
Oh, huh? Hey, this feels great. Weightless. We gotta get some clear.
So much for relaxing.
Try an Allure's Best of Beauty winner, Copper Tone Clearly Sheer.
If you know the part number for your R-853, recall that your wedding anniversary is sometime in June. Then this is for you. That's why Stauto Parts is for guys who really care about their car. And right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a CarQuest Standard Series $23.99. Car Stauto Parts.
See participating stores for details.
People come to Diet because of our extraordinary value and selection. But what impresses them even more is our after-the-sale warranties. It starts with a 30-day no-money-back guarantee and a 90-day nationwide price guarantee. We want you to love your diamond, not be stuck with it. Then we give you free maintenance, free purchase, ring sizing free, new prongs free, a print Titan, no charge. Even out an accent diamond, Diamonds Direct will replace it at no charge. See what other stores give you free. And while us require you to have your jewelry constantly inspected to keep a warranty intact, at Diamonds Direct, it's not required. And when you're ready to give you 110% of your original purchase price toward the new stone. That's 10% guaranteed appreciation when you trade with Diamonds Direct. It's before, during, and after the sale. Broad Village across from Whole Foods.
Need cash back? Call First Virginia 216-6555. Virginia provides you with a line of credit up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere Visa is accepted. Line of credit for whatever you need. Even if there are no annual fees, no minimum credit check. You can make the credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. Getting the money you need is easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center. We're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Our helpful associates are committed to cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-216-6555 or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find a store near you. That's 216-6555. Neighborhood Financial Services Center. Prepaid debit card issued pursuant to license and Visa USA US Tour.
The Memorial Day saving now at Mattress Discounter. Counter Simmons World Class Mattress and get the box spring free. Free. Or save up to a Serta I-Series set or multiple sets. Plus, get free next day delivery, setup, and up and removal with select. And rest assured with Mattress Discounter's exclusive, no fee, worry-free comfort guarantee. But only...
More people are driving Ram trucks. It's the Ram Drive and Discover event. More at Richmond.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on...
After that, tickets to see Rush and tickets to... I'll just give you your passes with the band. Very awesome. So we'll give you those as soon as we do that all. By the way, if you need information on anything, that's facebook.com TM Online. That'll get you everywhere that you need, all the information that you need. Diane, let's please...
The mysteries of Savas Savopoulos, his wife Amy, their 10-year-old son Philip, housekeeper, who were found in a house on Woodland Road in Upper Northwest, D.C. Now, investigators saying that they think the family had been held overnight by a suspect who apparently hadn't the house and the family. There's been talk about how they always had an alarm system on.
Right.
And perhaps that who else and took them, I guess, or was holding them there against their will, may have had some knowledge of the security. They're still... hopeful continue to look at the video surveillance of the person from that church parking lot to see if known something about that person who was obviously in some way connected to the burner.
Right. So it would have been kind of guessing or speculating on the news, saying that it would be somebody that the family knew, trusted enough to say, yeah, come on in, or right. or to give their grant them access to the house. Fine, though, to think of them just being held there all night.
Yeah. Well, because then, you know, you had the one housekeeper who was also there was another one who was supposed to share messages from both Savas, you know, saying, make sure you don't
check. I got the first one, hey, don't show up.
Right.
My wife is sick.
Mm-hmm.
No reason to show up.
Staying the night. And she said
that's like, hey, don't forget.
Yeah.
Do not. Okay.
Very much, she said, in talking to Mr. Savopoulos, that she could tell that he just would sound like himself. Into more evidence. In that case, 170 members of rival gangs charged yesterday in organized crime after a midday shootout in and outside a Twin Peaks restaurant left them wounded. They said they are on alert for any possible retaliation after getting threats from biker groups. They said had gathered at the restaurant as part of this mixes over turf. And it's one of those things where somebody bumped somebody and it all...
Bumped shoulders coming out in and out of the bathroom. That's what all went. Well, Twin Peaks, that the restaurant where it happened, they lost their franchisee agreement. They pulled that because they were like, listen, managers knew this was going on. They knew that, you know, that it was going to turn into this. Knew that there was problems. They knew that there were problems with these motorcycle gangs. And they were kind of the central meeting area. And that's not what we're supposed to do. So they lost that. The other one is... What does that jail look like where they take 170
room?
So how do you not have another riot? I mean, listen, I guess if there's going to be contained, but they took 172. Didn't they each get like a million? None of them are getting out.
No.
Not initially. Nobody's getting out at $1 million bond.
No.
172 of them took them. Right. Now you guys are all in jail together. I keep expecting at any moment for there to be like the little breaking news thing of
No, that hasn't happened, but obviously still going to go through and nation as best as they can. President Obama now on Twitter. He's only got left his presidency, but you can follow at POTUS, his first tweet yesterday. Hello, Twitter, it's Barack. Really? 6 years in, they're finally giving me my own account. Sir, 1.6 hours. Why did he not follow the Cubs? Chicago sports team.
Because he always pretended to be a White Sox fan. Just doesn't know any other history.
Okay.
Don't follow the Cubs because if you're a White Sox fan, you're not a Cubs fan. If you're a Cubs fan, you're not a White Sox. But that's why he didn't choose the, he is not following the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, like when they would talk to him during All-Star games and they would, growing up a White fan, very, 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 very scarce on the knowledge of the.
California woman, and after the California Highway Patrol disrupted her mom's funeral procession, CHP said the officer pulled over the motorcycle escort at the front of the funeral procession. Illegal red light. Now the department says other people in the go on, but I guess everybody pulled over, saying it's on fourth stop, but the officer did feel to be made. The deceased woman's daughter said the traffic stop delayed the family's arrival at the cemetery by more than an hour.
More than an hour?
Yes.
How long was that stop?
I don't know. Some family members didn't make it, so now they are blame on whoever organized the actual person who was session, whoever organized the motors. Yes, the person on the motorcycle had like a suspended, so that probably also didn't help. Pennsylvania girl 16 will never sing plane that apparently dumped past flew over backyard party. I'm so sorry, Jacinda. Stepdad Joe, son with the cake. Thank God, we took it back in because within 2 minutes, guy, it was brown. It got on everything. Green. Linda and all her friends had to run. Dad Joe got a hose. So now they're playing with the FAA. I guess,
Oh my God! Look at that. Look at that. No joke.
What? How awful.
How hysterical. You can't find a way to laugh at that if you're in that backyard.
Dad, just stop. Come inside. The internet went crazy yesterday. Jared Leto as the Joker Suicide
God,
Squad.
God, he look so good.
Opening August 5th.
So good. Okay.
Have you seen him? I mean, he actually looks skinny.
You know what? I haven't talked to him. I'll email him today. Tell him that the photos are looking good.
Okay.
No, it has. It's been a while since I...
Tampa Bay Lightning defeating the Rangers, so that ties the Eastern Conference Finals at 1-1. Tyler Johnson scoring a hat trick for Tampa Bay. Tonight, game finals with the Ducks and the Blacks. That series is 1-0. Deal in his soliciting him out of jail, so he pled guilty to one count of solicitation, one that... He'll have to attend a program for each of the two charges. Now, if he doesn't complete that in the next 100, then he gets sent to jail.
Right, yeah, so it's a diversionary program. You finish him up, keep your nose clean, and then you're good to go.
His lawyers say he is on institution solicitation diversion program.
Thank you,
exactly. Other sports after a night off, the Nationals, 2-game series against the Yankees, kicking off a series against the Mariners at Camden Yards.
God, you know what I am bummed about, though, for tonight's game? Lest they pinch hit him. I won't run.
Oh. That kind of sucks for you.
Well, because he won't DH tonight. Do I have to walk you through this? It's no DH. So
you're speaking of
normally he DHs, which is third. So unless they pinch hit him, I won't get to see him.
Well, who should I turn my...
No, don't. The guy's going to win comeback play. But now I'm bummed that I am.
Who's controversial?
On which team? Nobody.
Obviously. I
mean, no, everybody's clean.
My plan was to stand up during every attack.
Turn your back. So maybe they'll pinch hit him. But wouldn't... I'm going to try to find a way to get down on the field during batting practice other than just hopping the... Bet he doesn't even talk to everybody because people and that guy who have to treat him like ass. Could you imagine? Oh, dude, if I could... What if I took my jersey and just my t-shirt and took that and threw it into the dugout and asked him to just send it back?
Did it again?
Probably not.
You'll also never see the park again.
Oh, big picture. No, they'll just take your hat from Ron, put it up by the
By the way, I'm not even looking to cause a problem. The chance I don't even get to see him play. And by the way, that's not their problem. I bought tickets. I want to see everybody play.
Well, there's no guarantee.
And exactly what the park would tell me. How does it be nice if I just got down there? I'll stand quietly. Hey, Rod. And then just have him sign. Be friendly. I'll look friendly.
Have your forgive shirt on?
Because I was never upset, so there's nothing to forgive.
You're asking the sisters.
To have it. Yeah, because solidarity. It shows solidarity. That I would be into. I just want to get on the field. Shake his hand. Selfie? Oh my god, that would be the greatest!
He would love that.
That would be, I'd frame it.
Nats Park on the selfie.
I think for a special occasion like this, they
a
might
Yankees
be
game? congrats to Bryce Harper, named the National League Player of the Week again. That's a look at news and sports.
Exo 102.
From Richmond to Tampa, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, for as low as $75 one way. That's right. Flights are just $75 one way from Richmond International Airport to fly nonstop to Sunjoy Amusement Park, world-class golf, and warm beaches. For as little as $75 on a sunny Florida beach, leaving with family and friends. At Allegiant, everything we do is designed to save you money. Save even Florida flights, hotels, we're together. Book your next trip now to take advantage of great vacation deals. An exciting vacation has never been more affordable. Go to Allegiant.com and see today's vacation deals from Richmond to Tampa, St. Pete. Book today only at Allegiant.com. Must be purchased by 527-15. Price and flights purchased by debit card. They're charged not to exceed $8 each way per passenger. See Allegiant.com for details.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Well, everyone is minus 60, call me multiply. Just so you know, yes, I'm that guy. Keep it, I'm high. This is never ending. You can on to the world, realize. Yeah, what you heard, anything less than
I will see you soon.
I just get the birds, more like an eagle. This is my movie station for the sequel to sequel. Seems so wrong, though. Stop this in the back like a foul ball free throw.
Diane, Mike Jones tweeting. Turn your back on Teixeira. He's a piece of crap. Just a story that was really nice about Teixeira.
What did he do?
There was a family who had a child, a little girl. They named her Teixeira after the family's favorite baseball player. That's nice. That's a cool name. I kind of like that.
Did Mark Teixeira acknowledge that?
I don't know if he read the same story I did. Probably not.
Somebody probably tweeted it out.
Hey, would it be wrong? You're friendly with Ron. Remember he called you for the...
Give me a bat.
He did give you a bat.
All right.
Would it be wrong to get in touch with Zimmerman to see if he can get me to meet?
Yep.
That's probably not the...
Embarrassing.
For who, me?
Yes.
Why is that embarrassing?
And we did read that monopods are banned inside.
I'm not bringing a monopod, I'm sick.
Okay, same thing.
No, completely different. All right, 866-66-235-5468. Call me right now. I will give you a pair of tickets to go see Russian concert. Keep in mind, you win tickets to guests. Go backstage and you eat 66 to Elliot. 866-235-54. Call me right now. Call me now. Tickets to see Rush. 866-235-54.
Bio says, Dad, husband, and president of the United States. You don't have to say that. We got that when you tweeted, hello, Twitter.
Elliot in the Morning.
XL102. When you want the best deal possible, and once you pick it, no better place for your auto unit. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been Argent members for years, and I can promise you they take care of you for your new car. Low as 1.99 APR. Go to ArgentCU.org for an easy, you'll learn what we already know. Argent is the RVA's best choice for loans, and with 5 locations around the metro, they're convenient to you. Second to none.
Hey, it's Elliot. All through May, it's Cinco de Mazda month, and Pearson Mazda is offering unheard of deal month. For example, lease a new 2015 Mazda 3 at only $159 a month for 36 months. You'll make a few other terms, but qualified buyers can drive a new Mazda for what you're capable. Check out the inexpensive lease deals at Pearson Mazda in the West End at Nod Street or online at
AutoZone.
Right in the zone. Pitch perfect sitting in it. It's only meant for kings of rock. Cause Pete went to AutoZone where they checked a faulty engine light that kept it performing. Now Pete's headlining everything. Those sweat drips, dripping solos. Oh, he sees you want, doesn't care. That's Pete's zone. From free checkups to loaner tool, let AutoZone help find yours.
In the zone, AutoZone.
saving her?
At what cost?
So you became the Flash. You have to change the past.
Cop! What did you do?
He's being erased from existence.
Who are you?
It's me. It's Barry.
Tonight at 8 on CW Richmond, Comcast 214, Fios 513.
When I told my son we could ride the mare we wanted, I should have known just... I also should have known not to eat that corn dog. Now I know. Just like I... Geico has been saving people money on car in 5 years. 75 years. A local agent right here in Richmond know these things. Now I know. And now you know. But where it stops... Nobody knows.
Go. Celebrating over savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico has a local agent in your area, let me expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more. Geico agents run locally owned and operated businesses that could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your RV or boat, insurance agency could also help you save money on average. Do you feel smarter? And yes, I can see you.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.online over the phone or at your local.
Sleepy's Memorial Holiday prices are unbeatable. Get up to half off Nearly store. Sealy, Serta, more. Save up to $400 off our new Beauty Rest Phenom collection. $100 off select Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get a Visa gift card when you add an adjustable base and free deliveries, eye comfort, and more. Into the fees for up to half off throughout the store. Sleepy's, the only mattress professionals.
No time to fuss with lunch? New lunchbox deals. Sub, fries and a drink, $6. Salad, garlic bread and a drink, $6. Pizza and drink, $6. From one of their 6 area locations. Call now or only at Chinello's Pizza Doc.
Vehicle to slow your path, 95 northbound between Brook Road and Chamberlain. That's on the right shoulder. Anderson. And a house fire situation. Crews on scene, they've blocked Turner Road in both directions between Cloverleaf Drive and Elkhart Road.
Back to Elliot in the morning. L2.
Brian from Henrico, Virginia. How are you, sir?
I'm absolutely fat, torn down out of the frame.
Well, that's very kind. I'll give you a pair of tickets. You're going to go see Rush in concert. That show's going to be on May 30th at Jiffy Lube Live. I can center still available for that show. R40 Live Tour. But listen, nuts to see Rush. I'm also going to give you passes to go backstage. You and your guests will go backstage, and you will meet Rush as well.
That is awesome, dude. That is awesome.
All right, dude. So, hey, 1 second for me from you. And, you enjoy the show when it gets here, all right?
I love you, brother.
I love you. 1 second for me, please. The remainder of this week. As we get into it, I still can't believe. Oh, my God, that's great. I'll give you tickets to see Rush. And then keep in mind, everybody that wins those, you go backstage and you meet Rush as well at the show, the 30th. Quick reminder, about an hour now. He's got the number one movie in America, Pitch Perfect 2. Which, by the way, won't that be number one again this weekend? It'll be Poltergeist, which is really the only other thing that... Poltergeist. That. Word of mouth on the movie's great. I hate that I didn't. I'm not going to tell him that. But I'm also not going to lie to him and go, ah, yes, nice.
One scene.
Ben Platt will be on with us a little bit later on. Like I said, about an hour and a half from right now. Later on this morning, you get your tickets to go see. All right, two things out of the city of Boston. Number one, they call their the, no, I'm not stretching. I don't remember. What the hell is the name of it?
Hey.
No, I swear to God.
Oh.
Come on.
Hold on.
Isn't it?
I can play it. Ready to go.
Do it.
The team.
That's it. Why couldn't I remember that? I can remember him.
I thought you were starting.
The team. But now what are the stops? He stops. I don't know what it is. Like the little platform, the subway platform, the metro platform where you would wait, T. So that I guess was waiting on a train the other day. And so some passenger that was also waiting to take the T. I was waiting. Took a couple.
I saw that.
Tell you what's going on in that picture.
To me it looks like a headline says.
It's giving him oral sex right there.
It appears so.
Now, I don't know what newspaper you're reading. This one went much more graphic than oral sex. But now, are they trying to hunt to identify either one of them?
TA Transit Police said they are close.
No, they're not.
Don't they have cameras? I mean, you think they'd be easy to identify them?
There was a camera that caught him.
Complaint letter.
Who complained? Why would you complain?
Dear MBTA, I understand you are having financial problems, and it's difficult to maintain. However, my tax dollars should be going to pay your police force.
I pay your salary!
Because I should not have to stand oral sex.
By the way, even if there's in the metro or the T, you can't see his face because she's up against, like, she's... What do they call? What's that exercise where I'm like
a squat?
No, but I got like
a wall. A wall.
Well, she's doing like a wall squat. Like she's all the way down. She needs to be waist level. His face is like looking right into the.
Maybe for you.
No, but you can't see his face. Looking at a wall or a pillar.
Wait, so are you arguing that's not what they're doing?
No, that's 100% what they're doing. I'm arguing. You're not. I'm number one. Mind your own business. Wait, Kaylee, you're going to complain?
No, she said she's fine with it.
Yeah.
Okay, they're in the middle of the subway. I'm not saying... I am saying it's awesome. It's awesome.
It sounded like you were saying it was awesome.
No, but I'm not saying like that they're not doing anything that...
Oh, people are like, what if I'm getting off a kid?
Oh, everybody's got their kids with them. But we always have game. Well, let's not what if it. Let's.
Why is there only one photo? And why is there not video?
Because she was irate.
Because nobody noticed. Wait, let me get back to Caleb. So you're on your way to a Red Sox game. And you see this on the platform. You're going to complain. You're gonna go tap him. Excuse me. I'm here from out of town. Not need to see this going on. You're not interrupting that.
Would you speak loudly as you're walking by? Mom's proud of that.
No, you wouldn't. No, you would not. Talk to the guy while you're going by. Okay, Kaylee's lying.
Yes, making eye contact.
I am through my phone. I may walk by and get one of these. My man.
Oh my god! video surveillance, Juliet Siegel. No,
I just
because
by
you celebrated the act. How do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
You said
under.
You can't see their face in this. They have. I don't know how long they keep their surveillance tape.
They may not.
Look for the guy in this, and he's got jorts on. And
by the way, that's everybody. That's
they're not fully on. You can tell they're sagging a little bit. What's your joke? They're half off. Is that a Patriots streak?
It looks Patriots windbreaker.
It's hard to make out.
Yeah, no, it does. It looks like a Patriots windbreaker. Some jorts halfway down. She's wearing black. Black can see her knees.
Mm-hmm.
Old dirty. So Diane, first of all, believable that she's going to say something as she walks.
I didn't say
by.
I would say anything.
I believe. Oh, I bet Ump's proud. Well, you would never.
That's what's going through my head. Am I going to say that out loud because I'm afraid of crazy bitch me? If she's brazen enough, that God knows what she would do at me for saying something.
So you're concerned that she's going to and chase you down platform.
You never know.
And then
you want to pass. Who knows?
Are you complaining? No. You go into the booth?
No.
No,
I would,
of
I'm
course not.
I'm minding my own business, getting the hell out of there.
Are you getting your phone out? You have to.
Well, if I see 50 other people taking pictures, it's not like it's an exclusive.
Okay, but we only have one phone.
I got upset with you last week for not getting your phone.
The old woman pulled him and punched the other woman in the dough. That's hysterical.
close.
Well, they're not.
So they're lying? They would ease public about the rampant oral sex problem in the tea?
Hey, I will say this. I've seen that happen on a subway platform. Ever.
Mm-mm.
Ever. Ever. Close to catching them. They're saying that because they hope that these people turn themselves in.
Turn themselves in?
Yes. That they're going, you know what?
You think that's likely?
No. No, I wouldn't. But that
turn themselves in?
Throw yourself at the mercy of the law instead of having the long arm of the law come get you.
No.
Yes.
No chance.
Yes. Not all the time.
No.
When people feel like they're being pinched, they themselves in and ask for forgiveness.
For that?
For crimes? I don't even admit it here.
Well, No. TC on Twitter thinks that she's tying his shoe.
What if it's
do about nothing?
Yeah. Maybe it's you're and they're like, I don't know why are they going with that headline?
Well, the kind of lend argument that says
true. So if you're them, you could almost turn yourself in. Oh, my zipper on my jacket was, you know, like when the bottom part comes out and the teeth get all messed up, and she was just kind of pulling at it. Case dismissed. Did you see?
Actually, we have this other kid here in prison for 3 years.
They face 3 years. Ridiculous. You don't get 3 years for that.
And of course, they have to register.
Oh, God. God, the law is so unforgiving. That may be the best picture of the day, though. That may be the best picture of the day.
Find one.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Hey, one day I was mountain biking up at Tatco Valley State Park. It's up here in Baltimore.
Right.
And I'm on a trail that's heavily used by a lot of people. And as I'm making the corner, I see a guy on the ground doing exactly what you saw a picture of today. He kept going, and I kept going. I just got on and went, yeah. Keep on my way.
Keep going by.
Yeah. And then I passed more people. I should have warned them.
You know what? Don't ruin that for let the other people go in the other way. See and enjoy the exact same thing that you got to see.
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious.
Now the rest of the subway platform telling people, hey, check that out.
Oh, you got to walk down there. You're missing it.
All right, dude. I appreciate
that's it.
Then can I tell you the story that's going on in Boston right now?
So these are the two things that citizens of Boston are most preoccupied with?
The other one. Okay. This one, clearly. If I were the city of Boston, I'd put this right on the cover of the Globe today. That'd be that story. The other one, I feel bad because the other one's like a serious case. It's not the apparent oral sex taking place on the T. That's stupid. Another case that's going to start this week.
What is it?
Well, I'm going to tell you, somebody dies in this story. I'll do it. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So this goes back to this. Go wait. Okay, hold on one sec. Okay, in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, who's this?
This is Darren from Richmond. Hey. My wife and I were taking a walk one time, and there's like a waterfall, and we were getting a little frisky. At the, we looked up, and there's like a 12-year-old mom walking there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, now busted?
No, she didn't know until we were done.
Oh, my God.
What did these stories make you think of, though, Diane?
What?
Whitney, who used to work here.
Oh.
With her,
oh. At least the door was closed.
Let me get back. Can I get back to my serious story, please? So, this goes back. Goes back to 12, right? Stallings. And I don't know what kind of fight, what kind or whatever was going on, but he was on, I'm going to call it Street A. So, it makes sense, okay?
Okay.
Street A, he fires a gun. Nobody gets, he gets hit. He gets hurt from that. And he just takes off. There was like two or three people on the street. They all took off. No big deal. Not a big, but in terms of somebody getting injured, not a big deal. On street B and a half, so a block away, there's another guy who he believes are gunshots.
Okay.
He takes off running because he has no idea what we are, anything like that. He believes he hears gunshots and takes off running. Now, I told you that he dies. He takes off running because he hears the gunshots. He suffers an asthma attack. Falls into a coma, and he ends up dying. So the trial that starts this is whether or not the guy who fired and a half away guilty of his murder.
Hmm.
And the answer, if he is found guilty of the murder, it's mandatory life sentence, no parole.
And you said that trial starts today?
It either starts today or tomorrow. Are you going after him?
Well, does it have to be murder?
Yeah.
Why?
That's what he's charged with.
Involuntary manslaughter.
I don't know if his lawyers can try to plea something out.
Saying as the state, I wouldn't go after him for murder.
Oh, that is the charge.
Oof. I think they're going to fall short.
Don't you agree?
Especially when premeditated.
Right. Well, that's one of the arguments. So that it's not a first-degree murder.
But yeah, with the intent of... Just kind of like where he shot it.
All they say is that he fired the shot on street, and that nobody on street A, nobody was hit.
He wasn't pointing at anybody.
Don't know the answer to that. But on street B and a half, this dude, he thought he heard gunshots. And he took. So, you do have the arguments of is committing a felony. Happens where somebody else dies. It's the famous robbing a bank scenario that always gets painted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bad guy. I go in to rob a bank. Gun. Cop goes to shoot me. Or goes to shoot me. Somebody else in the bank. That person dies. The guy who's robbing the bank still gets charged with murder, mm-hmm. even pull the trigger.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's involuntary manslaughter. It's not.
So you're gonna have to go not go.
On this murder charge? What are the specifications or the details of the charge?
That's
obviously not first.
To kill this guy while committing.
I can't get there.
He didn't intend to shoot the guy. He didn't try to shoot the guy.
Right.
He wasn't anywhere close to the scene.
Right.
The action to it. Their argument is it's no different than hide a gun, get away, and a guy runs out into the. That was right by where the shooting took place. Run Street gets hit by a car and is killed.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have run if I didn't fire the shots into the group of people that were...
It's different if you talk about people.
Right.
Like, if you yell fire in a theater, to me it's different. Because you're in... if you're yelling fire in a theater, you know people are going to run.
Right.
This guy didn't know that someone was going to...
People are going to run. Run.
I don't know if you know.
I agree with you. I don't think you know that.
Would know it's a gun.
Thought you heard gunshots?
Maybe. But in your mind, aren't you going, ugh, that wasn't a gunshot. That was probably a backfire or something.
Remember, I convinced myself when I was walking. And it turned out they just put a deer down. But then every car that drove near me, I was...
Isn't that a good case, though?
I don't think they're going to win it.
No.
I mean, yes, I mean, a little bit morbid. I get that part of it. But isn't that fascinating, or is that just me?
It's new legal ground is forged. It's interesting. Because I precedent, you're citing examples, but those aren't court cases.
No. I don't. They don't. And by the way, in the article that I was reading, out of the Boston paper was obviously they led with the oral sex story. The Boston Globe. Yeah, they don't have specific other cases where that, like where they're citing that so and so shot, and then two blocks away, Elliot Siegel ran out and got plowed out by a car. That's the other part that's weird. There's no other options. It's not like, well, look at water, and it's not even. Life sentence, no parole.
Wow. I think he gets off.
Really?
There's no other, if it has to, with a life sentence.
Well, that's all I got. That's what I'm charging you with.
You would think they would be able to possibly term it involuntary.
That's not what they charged. They charged him with, though.
Well, things change.
I'm still worth sex on the platform case. That's on my desk. That's on my docket.
This is Kat on Twitter.
Yes, Kat.
She may be a lawyer. Her bio just says outdoorsy geek. Like, I don't know if she's a lawyer.
Okay.
But where's the proof of gunshots? Maybe he was late for something.
Her witness.
He ran because he heard gunshots. That's what his family says.
Yep.
Matt wants to happens if it was a firework.
Well, it wasn't. It was a gunshot.
I understand that, but in terms of the charge, people are questioning the charge.
I didn't file. Why is everybody?
Here's Ray. He must be a Mets fan.
The FUOR.
How do we know he heard the gunshot? And that's why he was running.
A Boston, if a gunman accused of on a street is to blame for a man from a block and a half away and suffered a fatal asthma attack. Well, they think that they know that he heard the gunshots. Callings fired after the guy fired the shots. Bystanders fled. No, a block and a half away, this 40-year-old heard the shots and ran before he collapsed.
Here come the legal minds. Was in a coma.
Well, he fell into a coma. It says that his asthma attack was so severe, he fell into a coma and then died.
Yeah, what cop?
Who's that? I don't know.
Well,
they didn't say prior to falling into the coma, he talked to the cops. Honestly, the way this reads, he suffered the asthma, fell into a coma.
Yeah. So how do they? This case is done.
Well.
Tyler's already putting on his coat.
I'll help out with the tea oral sex case.
Wait, can I go to line two? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, I'm a lawyer. I'm a FD back on the murder. What the murder they're talking about is depraved heart murder. It's wrecking life classification of the murder they're going. Under common law types of murder, there's, you know, premeditated murder, and then there's murder, and that like actually a killing, that would be like a robbery, involuntary manslaughter, which would be like it's accidental, and then you have depraved heart.
Can I ask you this? When it comes to heart murder, isn't the classic case heart murders? It's Eve. You're in New York. You get into your car. You floor it, and you do 40 miles an hour into Times Square. The argument is, well, I didn't get in my car and go out and hit somebody, but obviously you just have no regard for human life if you get into a fly into Times Square on New Year's Eve, because you would know damn well that it's crowded with people, everybody's out there, you know that there are people there, and that would end up killing somebody in that scenario. So I feel work in this one, because you don't know that you're going to cause somebody to suffer an asthma attack and die a block and a half away.
It's just the act of putting out that is all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's kind of like, and you know, the other example that you brought, bank robbery, a little bit different, where you know you go and then it ends up killing. That's transferred intent. So it's like first of all you're committing a felony. So it's any murder that happens in the commission of a felony,
right?
And they meant to shoot them, and because of the fact that you're involved, so the intent of one party then gets transferred to you. So
right.
That's usually why you know, the one who's robbing was merged with murder because they're getting accused of murder during the commission of a felony, if that makes any sense. And what Tyler was saying before.
Oral sex on the platform?
No, not when I was in law school. They always give these examples of the same thing, saying fire in a crowded movie theater. You know, like, example is if you're trying to quiet people down for whatever reason, like on the street, and you shoot a gun into the air with the intention of having people, you know, down or whatever, and you end off of a building and then going into somebody else's house. It's the same because what you know could potentially lead to harm in some way. So, in other words, you know, people running out of a movie theater, you know, getting so scared they have to die, or, you know, falling down the steps and they trample each other and four people get killed that
way. Gotcha. So celebrating and I start firing my gun into the air, which I'm wont to do, bullet somebody, then I'm charged with that. Wasn't my intent, though.
Right. But see, most jurisdictions, they take the four for murder and then the two being the reckless indifference and...
Okay, now I feel like you're just running my clock. Now I feel like you're running my clock to charge me, counsel. All right, very good. I'm going to keep you on this case. I'll follow this one, but for the T oral sex case.
Okay.
Later. All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll totally switch a quick break. We'll do that. We'll do that next.
It's in the morning. Welcome. It's the Art Hour, celebrating 40 years of Rush. Listen to EITM and win tickets. Plus, you and your guest will head backstage to Geddy Lee, Neil Peart, Rush. Listen all week. Every day. See Rush. Rush. More details at Facebook TM Online. Elliot in the morning.
Slow going due to collisions. Forest at Patterson, Forest Hill at West Roanoke Road, Woodpecker Road at Butte, blocked in both directions due to a house fire situation between Cloverleaf Drive.
We've all got excuses. Here's an excuse to get started. This day is Dollar Tuesday Fitness. It's our best offer and your best chance to make real change in the way you look, live your life. Stop by any location and see what your dollar gets you. Pays, equipment, classes, and most of all, our commitment to your success. Your Dollar Tuesday at a fitness. Visit amfamfit.com/.
It's not just your deck. Grandstand. Your backyard bragging rights. Keep it looking amazing all summer long with Catwood Stain Australian Timber Oil. Cabot Australian Timber Oil provides penetrating triple oil protection from the blazing sun and driving rain and gives rich color for long Memorial Day. Head to Home Depot. There's off gallons of Cabot Australian Timber Oil. Home Depot, the store with more offer valid through 531 at participating store for details.
Looking for a mortgage? Take a look at capcenter.com.
One of the great things about it is you can look at all the numbers, you can change interest rates and see what you don't have to get involved with any representative. I'm Alex Lillo, and I'm a pleased Cap Center customer.
Pleasing rates and zero closing costs. Call 1-804-968-5000 or .com. Important limitation, loan to value and other factors. NMLS number 61. Get information at NMLS.org. Equal housing lender.
There's something different about a diamond from Diamonds Direct. It's sparkling. It stands out. People notice it more. You know why? It starts with owners who are obsessed with quality and perfection. Direct is handpicked for maximum brilliance. We know how to get the perfect cut that gives you that magic sparkle. In fact, we're so picky. For every 100 diamonds we look at, we will use 5 to bring back to our review the ultimate in confidence. Our diamond of the most stringent and most reputable American gem labs. In fact, Diamonds Direct has one of the largest selections of GIA certified diamonds. Our passion for quality extends to the rings we sell too. Our engagement rings are not cookie cutter. They're handcrafted by the designers with intricate detail and true artisan craftsmanship made right here. No cutting corners, no compromise, and always spot a diamond from Diamonds Direct. Shore Pump, West Broad Village across from Whole Foods. Richmond's direct diamond importer.
Getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
Sports program.
Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Focus on the value.
How about a rewards program every day?
Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at PlentyWithAnI.com for access to offer $4 in installment savings. There's Plenty. Commissions apply.
It's the grand opening of Clouds Vapor Midlothian Superstore. Bigger and better. Cloud Vapor. Over 25 Suicide Bunny. Five Ponds. Ruth Start. Jimmy the Juice Man. Cloud Vapor. Knowledgeable staff to help you quit smoking today. From beginner to advanced vapor, Clouds has everything you need. With over 3 eighths the mixing bar. Visit 003 Midlothian Turnpike. Our second location in Chester, 7 days a week. Clouds Vapor.
The Memorial Day savings start now at Mattress Counters. Get our lowest on Spring Air. Twin mattresses just $78. Plus, for the first time, free smart fitness tracker with every Posturepedic or hybrid purchase. Queen sets start at just $5.99. Get free next day delivery. Mattresses. If you buy your mattress anywhere else, you'll pay too much.
Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, located off I-64 and Short Pump. Our service to Powell Saturdays. See over 8,000 vehicles and monthly specials on Hendrick Richmond. Don't miss 15% off select Chevrolets during the month of May.
At Choice Hotels, with a choice. Choice. Stay. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat. Just remember, opportunity. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
Palm makes it fast and easy. Change at hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at hotels.com.
From the Morning Building, W Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott, in the morning.
Was no pain, presidents and old sayings. I heard lyrics from Kurt Cobain. See the world's ill. Oceans tainted from the oil spill. Kids have these boys have or killed. Families can't afford bills. Then I can let the world know that it's okay to let the pain show.
Tell you in the morning. Now, just less than an hour from now. Let's call it 55 minutes from then. From now, Ben Platt will be on with us. His movie made $70 million. Son of a bitch. Can I mention this for tomorrow? I'm excited. Richard Quest will be on with us tomorrow. If you were like me and spent a little bit of time through the TV last night, you know, 500 questions, which, by the way, looks awesome. I bet I can nail every one of them. Every one of them. Well, not every one. I don't think I'll have 100. I bet I'd do really well. Well, I'll find out. Anyway, he'll be on with us tomorrow, about 500 questions. And in the world, money control. The commercials look good. I get the ones in the commercials right.
So who are your daughters?
The commercial. You know, there's a bunch of different versions.
I only for the Nirvana drummer's name.
Yeah. Oh, Dave Grohl.
Wow. Impressive.
So anyway, Ben Platt in 55 minutes, not in minutes, and then Richard Quest will be on with us tomorrow. Kaylee, need you please? Yeah, why don't you come running on in there, Dolly?
What are you doing?
It's freezing. Oh.
It's very nice. Very nice. I find it very comfortable. And,
yes.
So we got. Actually, you know who brought these in? A guy, Don Pablo's, who were in bags of Doritos Roulette. All right. So you ready? It's going to be very simple.
We're going to go around until somebody gets
a bag, Diane.
What's the deal with these? So it's hot.
One per bag. I thought it was one in the bag.
Where did I get one in seven?
Yeah, I thought. Can you even tell the difference in color?
Well, you're not going to look in.
Okay.
And you could tell the difference in color.
We were told that you could
tell. Don't. So here's where the bag stays.
Okay.
Diane?
Not sure I can reach up there, but okay. Okay.
Well, no, I'm going to hand you, but you'll put the bag up above. And then you'll do this, reach in, and then don't look. I'll wait.
I'm not looking at the chip. I'm trying to.
No, don't, because now you're upset. You're cheating.
I was going to say, who do you have your money on for messing this up?
I'm looking at her, and she is not looking. No, Diane, now what are you...
Nothing.
Oh my.
Everly Frankel.
That person doesn't exist.
Oh, she knows Michael Hamm.
All right, where does the bad guy?
Above eye level.
Thank you. What are you reading now? Can you please? Can you? I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to hand you the bag, and you know what you're going to do? Oh, to do.
It's not rocket science.
Okay, but
it's
she's not
putting
even
your hand in the
attention.
Bag.
She's not even paying. I'm talking at the top of her head. Now you're learning papers.
Oh, my God.
Are you following along? What?
I was just reading how they describe the hot chips.
Oh, it's really hot. Supposed to burn your mouth.
Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, eat it. And? Is it hot?
Your cheese.
No, it's not choke cheese.
Thanks, Ellen.
All right, Kelly, you're doing it right. Thanks. Yeah, come on. This shouldn't take an Is yours hot?
Nacho cheese. Oh, it's a little bit spicier than nacho cheese.
Well, now everybody's changed.
I got one.
I
definitely
got
it. Said it's
it's definitely hotter.
Is it? I don't have one.
Mine just tastes like a
think ours probably got a little bit of
normal Dorito.
No?
Is it that hot?
It's not a normal Dorito.
All right, keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
Oh my god.
Wait, the bag's almost back
around. Is it rigged so I keep getting the
Take another one. Any drink water yet? Don't drink water yet.
That was a normal one.
My first one was spicier than my second one.
Yeah, because you had Tyler's stuff up again.
I'm coughing on you guys.
I got nothing.
I want one.
You taste a little bit of all these different flavors.
Not cheese and hot as hell.
They're ones like, I'm going to get a cool
ranch. No! Well, maybe you get a cool ranch bag. You weren't listening.
I'm eating. I'd call Frito-Lay a Dorito bag.
Diane?
Oh, my God.
That's good, though.
My mouth is like if I ate the jalapeno chips.
You'll notice.
Diane? Okay, if you're thinking about it, based on this here, Kaylee?
My first one was spicier than the rest, so I don't know if I got one or not.
Neither would you know.
You know.
No, we didn't have that reaction. May have gotten a little.
Eyes are watering. You would know.
Is there only one per bag?
I don't know. I tried to look it up.
One in a handful. Oh, then keep going. More than a handful is wasted.
I got nothing.
Kelly?
All one bite.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Nope.
Yeah, eat the
off of it.
That's all you want. Here I go.
Was it delayed at all?
It's a little bit. You can tell your throat.
I got nothing.
Diane? Mine's
Did
still,
you get another?
No, it's still aftershocks.
Diane? Aftershocks? No.
I don't think so.
Get another one.
Nope.
Damn it. We're starting to run out of chips.
Normal. I probably had four.
I think I got one.
No. Don't die him.
But you and I like spicy food.
I love spicy food.
But it caught me off guard.
This one is pretty spicy.
That means you got powder. You would know.
I'm in.
My mouth's burning, but...
I got nothing.
Right, like you ate buffalo wings.
No, but now you're a psychosomatic.
No, I definitely... My mouth tastes like I ate spicy food.
Yeah, but you would know.
My mouth tastes like...
Yeah, so you would know. You just got like a little...
I got powder.
You got a little bit of smet. Diane,
I can't drink water. What are these?
Relax, bro.
It's dry.
I got another one. I got to say... amplified. Oh, boy.
I still don't have one.
This is a complete...
I think we've had them.
Oh.
I don't have one.
Mine, I think I got some powder, but that... Look at it.
It's got like an atomic fireball in my mouth. Does it taste like that atomic fireball in your mouth the whole time?
Oh.
Somebody's playing tough.
No, it does. My mouth like eating like spicy food.
The whole scam that they're all spicing?
They made it seem like it was sour.
All right, keep it going. This one to go.
I caught myself from hitting
the
head on the board.
You get the tingle in your lips when you eat like a real... Not that.
I don't have that.
Hot. I need milk.
Oh, for a glass of milk for last night.
I still got nothing. I've left them in the worst way.
I think I've had one. My mouth is...
Then you've had one!
But I don't know if he said the same.
I got another one.
Wait.
My mouth's burning.
I got another one.
But I'm not reacting like him.
Tyler's been known to exaggerate.
You're also not a pussy.
I got punched in the...
Three?
Uh-huh.
How have I not had any? I've not. My mouth did Doritos almost every day.
It's part of his training regimen.
So you think you've just been eating nacho cheese Doritos? They're not spicier than a standard nacho cheese Doritos.
Let me try this one. It's a little bit spicy.
He's sweating.
Hold on, when am I done?
It's a little bit spicy.
Here.
Eat all of them. Yes, please, please.
From the color.
I don't know what I'm looking for.
Honestly.
See, I think I just got one, but it doesn't taste anything like the other ones I've had.
Elliot, the crumbs are getting everywhere.
Oh, no, actually, they're really... Wait, look hot?
That last one I had, I think, was one.
You would know!
Another one.
I think that was super spicy, but spicy, not like
ones?
Him.
Can people see this? Are people watching on Channel 1? Is this a spicy one? This looks different. That one looks different. No.
Exactly the same.
They all look alike. I'll just eat them all. I'll eat the whole goddamn bag. I got nothing.
Like it was going to be like when you eat like the super hot wings or something.
Well, it's not that really noticeable.
I got nothing.
I need a towel.
My mouth feels like if you eat hot wings.
Yeah.
Well, I've calmed down too. I don't know. Everyone's being all like, what about it? Sorry.
I got nothing.
You really can't tell the difference in their color.
Tyler
eat those three on the periphery.
This one?
All three of them. Three of them.
That was the one I thought was spice, looking at it.
Jesus. I got nothing.
Kiss me.
My nose is... So see, allergies. I think I had one, but that's they weren't... They all tasted the same.
Awesome. Every person on Twitter that's had this bag prior to us has crazy different. And
I got nothing. I just haven't gotten lucky yet.
Maybe we just got powder.
I'm telling you, that's on you. That everybody does are so goddamn.
There's fire on the bag.
What does that lead you to?
It's the fun. I don't want
scarred Doritos.
Diane, where's that milk?
So that's all you get
in the bag.
Well, I don't want to eat the whole bag.
Oh, I couldn't.
I'll eat it.
Don't we have another unopened break to see if they actually look different?
I do have something else as a treat. As a little pincher.
What is it?
Oh, that's from a John Durant. Yeah, I do, actually. You want some? I got something new. I got something for you. Well, not new. Something for you. Just kind of take away some of the
We're not doing grinds, pouch grinds, which is, are we?
I'd like to thank them send over more pouches for us. Well, this is mocha. We had that. We had that you have to put on your car. Hold on one second. I grind. You know, I'll put it on for you.
Okay,
we had mocha. We had, which one was this? That was mint chocolate. Cinnamon roll. But here's what they gave us. We have.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Well, we'll find out. And then. You want to try the vanilla?
I'll try the vanilla.
Here we go. Here we go.
Doritos and coffee.
Dipped coffee.
I haven't been so long.
That was just like a little.
That was pretty good.
I'm not the only one doing the pouches again.
I'll do it with you. I want to try the vanilla, except it's vanilla. Vanilla. All right. I bet they smell great. Oh, look how moist this one is. You want a horseshoe?
This will take it away. I can't do that.
That'll take away the burn. This is like. Yeah.
Can I do peppermint? No, I don't.
Burn? Vanilla's pretty good. It's like a latte.
Cinnamon last week. It's not. It tastes a lot like cinnamon to me.
Ugh! But now I have all the.
Yeah. Go with the spit cup.
Hold up.
That is orange, not so orange.
But thank you to the nice people at Grinds. They just sent us the pouches.
That's cool.
No, isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? I want them.
They sent five packs.
Okay,
and we have our three from last week.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're heading into Memorial Day weekend.
Oh.
Be out a lot. I need coffee. Brew it right in my mouth during the whole time.
Pumped up for the weekend.
All right, so we're convinced the only person that got the fire is Tyler.
Seems to be.
Sure.
It still seems like he's shaking.
I am just shaking a little bit.
Take a quick break. It's Elliot in the morning.
Elliot in the morning. XL 101. Days after Elliot's. It's the longest free music in Richmond. Maybe even. But probably not. X3. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make his tea.
XL 102. Richmond's alternative.
From the Nissan. It's a little going right now to the Genito at Oak Lake Boulevard, all steer 288. Collisions also reported for Strawberry between Stewart and Hanover. Mechanicsville Turnpike near Harvey and Turner Road remain are between Cloverleaf Drive and Elkhart.
Is brought to you by Nissan of Richmond.
The all-new Nissan of Richmond is Richmond's scene change, but still the largest Nissan dealer. We're offering you the best deals in our history. Right now, get a 2015 Altima for just $17,995.
Short pump. Nissan Regional Sales Ranking, CYTV 2014. See dealer for complete details.
It's the biggest Memorial Day event ever at McGeorge Toyota. Through May 31st, 2015, even up to 20 SRP on over 9. Over 900 new Toyota, 0% APR on most models, including the bold new 2015 Camry. That's just $16,000 financed with approved credit. Plus, every new vehicle comes with 2 years of no-cost maintenance from Toyota, and another 2 years of no-cost maintenance from 4 years of no. Up to 20% off MSRP on Toyota. Prices include all Toyota rates and additional discounts off MSRP by McGeorge. You just add tax, time, $495 process. Deals like our incredible selection won't last. So hurry to 93-9319 West McGeorgeToyota.com. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Sale ends.
Sir, today I'm waking you with instead of your alarm.
Sure, you'd love this kind of help in the morning.
My coffee with sugar and cream. I've had it for you. And here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. I'll get an Egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed cafe coffee. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
About the reissues, the retros and the re-releases. But I'm always looking for the neck of that one of a kind. I'm talking must have before I get my limited edition. The sirloin third pound burgers from McDonald's. Fresh out the box. Jump on before it's gone.
Call First Virginia at 856-6555. First Virginia can provide you with a line of credit up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and Visa is accepted. Use whatever you need, even for buying online. No fees, no minimum monthly finance charges. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-2166. Getting the money you need has no need. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center. We're open convenient hours. 70 associates are committed to getting quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-2655 or visit First Virginia to find a store near you. That's 855-216-6555. First Virginia Financial Services Center. Prepaid debit card issued pursuant to license from Visa USA Inc. Card conditions of card issuer. Issue all rights reserved.
It's the season of Bud Light presents Innsbruck After Hours, featuring the Russell Root. 6-9. Hear it. Feel it. With the Wailers. And Rusted Root, live show, combining Easter and Blues into powerfully rhythmic songs. Get the book afterhours.com. The phone at 423-17. The Wailers and Rusted Root, live in concert at Innsbruck After Hours on Sunday, May 31st. What better way to spend this for Wailers and Rusted Root? May 31st, After Hours. All your friends will be there.
You want to be. Brought to you by Ram Trucks. Party Perfect. The Lingerville Company Match.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and stay in CYSA's doctor.
XL 102.
Kick the dust up.
Long, it's a farm and town, and that money grow. There's plows with flashing lights and up a two-lane road. They take one last round. That sun up high goes down. So come on, girl, kick it, girl, get that 71 like a Cadillac.
Pedal to the bull, burning up a back row song. Park it in with Tyler.
number as we get into this break. I need somebody to call me. And listen, I'm not gonna, but I need somebody that has been bust for the solicitation of a purchase. And again, not me to judge. We've all,
one in this room
has. That was for my own usage. I it was for everybody's usage. Anyway, I need who has been busted for the solicitation of a prostitute, please. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-2468. You can call me real quickly, I'll call it for you. Alright, well, Kaylee's trying to find me somebody. Two things real quickly. Coming up, and it's gonna be a little bit, it's for you. To go see Dave Matthews. Keep in mind, that show is this, it's at Jiffy Lube Live, I should point that out. So if you're around this weekend, to go see Dave Matthews, so we'll do that a little bit later on. And all this needs to see Rush. So you also get passes to go backstage and meet Rush. So we gave those away for today. So I'll have more Thursday. And well, again, if you need information on anything going on, facebook.com/online, and that will get you all the information that you need. All right, let me go to line one. Hi, morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Bill from Clinton.
Hey, Bill. And you know what? It was rude of your name. You didn't have to. But you have been busted before on the solicitation of a prostitute.
Sure.
Right. And just kind of in a nutshell, can you tell me what happened?
Actually, I was at a graveyard, and I had picked up the Mrs. yard. I unzipped my pants. And then the next thing you know, jumped out. Oh, right.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. Not horribly surprised to hear that. I do feel like from time to time.
A sting at a graveyard.
Graveyard place to go because you feel like it's, and I'm not judging you, sir, but a lot of times you feel like nobody's going to be in there that'll catch you. It's a safe place to go. Yeah, there's some stuff going on there, you know, the mourners and stuff. You feel like you could find a hiding space or a quiet space. There's not going to be a lot of activity there. So it's not an uncommon place. Hey, let me ask you this. So five cops jump out.
Well, it was right at the moment of Shangri-La. And all of a sudden, five, like, detectives jumped out. Evidently, it was some type of big sting.
Right.
And one of the gentlemen said, oh, I'm, And I said, yeah, just about.
So they arrested you. And what was the and did you were you able to get out of it or?
What ended up, I got an attorney. It was fled down to a sped docket. As long as I didn't get caught for the same thing within a year, it would just go. It did. This is like 6 or 7 years ago.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. So no harm.
No, I was really sweating bullets there for a little while, though.
Oh, I got you. The reason that I asked, and maybe this is I was reading about, and Diane mentioned earlier about Warren Sapp, and you remember Warren Sapp? He used to play for the Buccaneers, was on the NFL Network, and then remember it was during he got busted down in Arizona.
I remember that.
Yeah, sure. For the two prostitutes, brought him back to one of them that he shoved one of them in the whole thing. But anyway, so he went to, and he has reached. And part of the plea deal is that he has to take a diversionary program. He took and has completed the prostitution solicitation diversion program.
I have not a clue. Back when I went through my little episode. Literally, the victim, I would imagine, because they just said, do you want to plead guilty to this, that, and make it all go away? And I said, absolutely.
So he will have the charges just reduced if he gets counseling. And they go on to say, if he doesn't complete the program within the next 5 days, he'll be sent to jail for 30 days. His lawyer said that he already completed solicitation diversion program. So do you just don't buy a hooker? Like, I don't understand what the diversion program is.
I heard of rehab for guys who are addicted to hookers.
But this doesn't even sound like a rehab program. It's like if they send you to
like sex addicts, that kind of thing?
Well, or? I wasn't even going to say that, but if you got busted for DUI, And they said that you can go to, you can go to a rehab facility, because you're an alcoholic. You can go to a rehab facility or whatever the case is. So often you'll hear that somebody gets the opportunity to go to a diversion program.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, that's not the same as rehab as far as I know.
No, that doesn't sound like anything related.
And then what is a prostitution solicitation diversion? First of all, I've never heard of it. And if I have
well, alternatives, well, instead of why don't you go take a walk?
chew on a pencil. It'll be just like you're smoking a cigarette. Like, I get that to a cigarette diversion class. But what's solicitation diversion?
Well, I will say that I learned my lesson because now I just do much parlor.
Good for you. Been there, done that. Good for you. I don't know where you go, but if you ever get up to Philly, they've got a bunch of really good ones.
I've heard there, and I've heard Delaware.
Both states over Memorial Day weekend. Hey, Jack, can you tell him I got to go get a massage? I'm feeling a little tight. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
Cool.
Got it. And by the way, everybody knows you can't go to a cemetery with a prostitute. It
seems fishy.
It's so common. Go.
I'm surprised it's common.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Do you ever go to cops at a cemetery?
Maybe, I don't know, little old people like visiting the
nurse. No, well, you're not going at 3 o'clock later in the evening. Yes, people pick up prostitutes at 3 in the afternoon, but for the most part, that's a nighttime activity. Although, I feel like when Stan and I bought ours, it was late afternoon. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Who's this? Yes.
My name is Drew. Listen, I've never been a hooker. I am a police officer, and I don't exactly my field, but I think I have an itinerary program is.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I think it's more so the idea is I think it shows dangers around prostitutes. Obviously, the people that purchase them, but also the prostitutes involved. You know, a lot of times talk about the human trafficking aspect and how you're contributing to that and how a lot of this is girls against their will.
Oh, you know what? So I didn't even think about it. So really an education on why certain aspects could be bad.
Like I said, I don't know because this is not my field, but yes. Because obviously it's not going to talk about, it's not an addiction issue. It's not, I think it just exposes and it's not just about your $20 and what you're getting out of it. It's more like the evils of you. And why the whole industry is so dangerous and all that stuff. So that would be kind of like, hey, you're not just getting this, just get it, contributing to the abuse.
You know what? That's pretty smart. That never even, I was trying to figure out what it could be. That entered mind.
Yeah, man, just a guess, but I think that's what it is.
That's pretty, hey, let me ask you this. Since you're a cop, have you had to make solicitation busts?
You know, a lot of times the stuff that we get in the area I work are motels, stuff like room. And a lot of times, you know, we'll get there, and it's not like a call for prostitution, it's something off like that. But when you get there, you quickly realize, hey, we have 2 girls, 3 guys, and a whole lot of stuff, and you know exactly what it is. You're like, yeah, I think I know what's going on. So in that, has a couple of those cases, and then you know, a lot of times I'll catch people in garages and stuff, and I'm like, I don't even know. I don't want to know what you guys are doing. Get out of here.
Do they go over in the academy to the cemetery? Is pretty common.
Yeah, you know, that's no, not at all. Actually, but, no, I can see why that would be.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's why I won't take them there. All right, dude, appreciate it. Thank you all. Later, bro. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Elliot, so a diversion program in the law is just a program. It can be for DUI, it can be for prostitution, it can be anything where there is under the applicable jurisdiction there that you can go into that diverting to plead to the underlying charge. And what you do is you basically isn't a plea of guilty. And you go through the program and it's done. So it's different in every state. In some states they may, you know, require that you, you give up your license. You do 50 hours, and for a program like this, they may work at a women's shelter or something along those lines. But the diversion part, in where there's a program that allows you to avoid adjudicated guilty of the underlying charge.
I gotcha. Now that makes total sense, because I had never heard of that before. Elliot in the morning.
Elliot.
Hey.
Yeah, that guy's exactly right. I can't speak on the prostitution one, or it's like the DUI. In Pennsylvania, they have a program that's set up. It's called the ARD program. What's all about is money. Because every one of those classes is $100.
Oof.
Every time you got to go take a urine test, it costs $50. So they had shit sap. They put it on him.
Right. No, that makes sense to me. Understand? I had never heard of that before.
Diversion program.
Thank you, sir.
In Phoenix, one day class.
One day?
Yeah. $827.
Whoa. But you want to go to jail?
8 hours. Well, yeah.
You want to go to jail for 30 days?
Hell no.
I'll spend the $800 and sit there for it. Hell yeah, I would do that. $827. It's almost worth the 30 days.
Really?
That's a lot of money, honey. A lot of money. All right, very good. Let me do this. Let me take a break. We'll come back. Diane's got, I give you tickets. You will go. After that, we'll talk to Ben Platt.
You do suck, by the way.
Okay.
Everything about you.
Elliot in the morning.
XL102. Structure fire on turn directions currently blocked between Cloverleaf Drive and Elkhart Road. Also watch for collision Strawberry Street between Stewart Avenue and Hanover Avenue. McCabe Road, and watch for collision to Burnham.
The Toyota Ton, and that means big, big, best-selling Toyotas, including new 2015 Camrys, Corollas, and RAV4s, all with $750 cashback. All new Sienna Swagger Wagon hatchback, and Prius liftbacks have up to 2 back. Plus, 9 Toyota models have as low as 0% APR financing. Visit buyatoyota.com. Toyota's official for all the special offers this month. Low payment leases, low APR financing, and big cashback. You can or apply to down payment. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing. See your dealer for terms and details. Learn how you can Toyota Care. Buyatoyota.com is the site to visit for this month's deals. Hurry. The Toyota Time Sales Event is in with some of the best deals of the year. Here, your Toyota dealer by June 1st. Toyota. Let's go places.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we thank those who serve our troops. Thanks for their courage, their sacrifice. So in honor of Military Appreciation Month, we're showing our members some appreciation. Now, if you're a member of the Armed Forces or DOD, and you'll both get a cash bonus if they qualify and join. It's our little way of saying so. And saying thanks to our members is something we strive to do every day. Offering them cash back on credit card purchases, on home and auto loans, and 24/7 member support. We understand some of the unique challenges that come with military. We're here to help. As always, we're proud to honor our servicemen and women during Military Appreciation Month and every month. Visit NavyFederal.org/East. Open to everyone in the armed families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA. An equal housing lender.
How Cap Center mortgages and costs and great rates.
I really questioned whether Cap Center's low closing costs. I mean, come on. Where can you get that kind of deal? But they delivered. They say they're doing it. We had closing document banked with for 15 years. And once we got the Cap Center closing doc comparison, when you're $4,000 to $5,000 in closing costs, we just had to go with Cap Center. Hey, Cap Center. Zero closing of interest rates and the service is just. I'm Suzanne Gregory and I'm a happy Cap Center customer. Cap Center's like a banana split with a cherry on top.
Yum. Call over 968-5000 or visit capcenter.com for a free quote. Important credit score, loan to value, loan value and other factors. And it's 6717. Get information at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing.
Right now, Pete is in his zone. Pitch perfect sitting in heavy traffic, hitting notes only meant for Kings of Rock. Because Pete went to AutoZone, where they kept interrupting his Pete's headlining every morning commute and nailing those sweat-dripping solos.
Yeah!
He sees you watching. You care. That's Pete's zone. From free checkups to loan a tool, let AutoZone help find your
AutoZone. Get the exact coverage you need at the right price for you. Your local Nationwide agent makes your insurance keeps up with your local Nationwide agent, Bill Henn, in Petersburg, today.
When it's the exceptional comes without exceptions, and the one you want becomes the one you... Lexus, it's your turn sales event. Get 1.9% APR financing on Lexus-certified pre-owned RX models, exclusively at your Lexus dealer. Each Lexus CPO is backed by a free warranty and roadside assistance. Lexus of Richmond on Midlothian Pike.
Voters will qualify. Offer ends June 1st. Coverage reverse. Less in Canada. See your participating Lexus dealers for details.
I've dreamed my whole life about... This is why you became fast. You have to change the past.
Oh my God.
It cannot be stopped.
No!
He's being erased from existence.
It's me, Mom. It's Barry.
Tonight at 8 on CW Richmond, Comcast 214, Fios 513.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
get into some news right after that. I will give you your tickets to go see Dave Matthews on Saturday night. Then we'll talk to Ben Platt. Diane, let's get in, please.
You remember the McStay family, which disappeared from
San Diego.
California home. Attend a preliminary hearing for today where prosecutors are going to pretty much reveal for the first led them to file murder charges against a business associate of Chase Merritt, who is still the only suspect in the case, at least the only one that we have heard of up until now. First came up in the investigation in 2011 because authorities say the two of them, Mr. McStay and Mr. Merritt, on the same day that they say the family was killed, investigators that Joseph McStay's was to him. So I guess they're going to be outlining a bunch of the information that they use in coming up against him. That's happening in California. A horrible story out of Orange County, Florida, where a couple of Valencia are suing the school because they say they were required to do very intrusive procedures on each other as part of the program. The students say they were forced to perform transvaginal ultrasounds on each other as part of curriculum. A procedure, they said, according to their attorney, because ultrasound techs use a specific device to detect fertility or with a
present. Is it like internal ultrasound?
Yes, it is. Yes, you did. Say that when they refused to participate, that the school came after them saying that they would be blacklisted, that they would get worse grades if they didn't take part in the as a part of the curriculum. That's a new lawsuit.
Holy
Valencia
crap.
College in Florida today. Louisiana Kendall is forming an exploratory committee for a possible presidential run in 2016. By doing this, it'll raise money to pay for activities like political travel as he considers whether or not to go forth with a presidential campaign.
Right, who's getting ready to go? And then, he didn't declare. You're talking about Lindsey yesterday, who said, I'm probably, announcement to make on June 1st, I'm going to run for president. Oh, I didn't mean to say that last part.
Manhattan says he is planning the Eitan Pates murder case, which just ended in a mist about this in the coming week. Juror said he couldn't overcome reasonable doubt when talking about Pedro Hernandez's mental health issues. Confession to the.
By the way, did you? I don't know if you saw it, but his Pates, Eitan's father, spoke out. I want to say it was before about the loan, and his thing was, I want to make everybody think. And then obviously that gets hung in a mistrial. Oh my God.
Problems in Richmond, so they decided to close the Bluebell Center there. We already knew yesterday about all those
things. Well,
they were
talking about all the firings and the layoffs.
Exactly. So,
so they're shutting down a whole distribution center?
They said due to limited production and distribution.
Is Bluebell done?
Did they hack from that?
I don't know. I mean,
what are they, the second big screen? In the country?
Well, private was number one, right. So you throw that out, because that's kind of an umbrella.
Right.
And then it was Bluebell.
A company news release said the executives from Bluebell, from Blackhunting, in areas where they're having to shut down their plants completely, like they did in Richmond, they're going to local business people trying to get the, since, you know, employees now who are left without work, a new job.
Why can't they go in again? People selling gallons of Bluebell ice cream online.
Really?
Yeah, through Craigslist and stuff, you can buy people who added at their house.
But if there's a chance it's contaminated,
just a couple spoonful, because that's the proof I already ate it. But yeah, there's people that are selling their Bluebell ice cream online. And by the way, for big bucks.
I don't know.
I feel like Alan.
To the area of Washington D.C., Arlington, Alexandria, Virginia, named the most fittest city states.
You're welcome.
I don't think they went on your fitness level.
I'm part of that.
But they said thanks to all of the walking and cycling, plenty of parks, etc. The DC metro area, the fittest area in the United States. They also put together data on smoking, asthma, and heart disease. And coming up, it beat out Minneapolis, St. Second place. Richmond was 18th. Columbia in 19th. 5th.
No, it's not number one, Diane.
And New Orleans comes in 40 against.
Number one.
People still trying to register for the Army 10-miler this morning. According to their Facebook post, we see the issues everybody is having. Fix the system. Please keep trying. there are still spots left, but people are...
So the site's messed up? This is like, well, it kept crashing. Damn it.
Like you mentioned, Warren Sapp reaching a plea deal and his solicitation out of jail. So as long as he completes that program, he's good, as lawyers said, is our program. Eastern Conference Finals, Tampa Bay Lightning beating the Rangers 6-2 last night. So that series is tied up at 1-1. Tonight, Western Conference Finals with on the Blackhawks. Anaheim has one edge on that series.
By the way, we talked earlier in the week. Mike Babcock is supposed to make his announcement tomorrow as to where he's going to be a head coach in the NHL next year. McLeod fired from Sharks and then just coached championships. He's going to take the Edmonton job, or at least everybody was reporting last night that as early as today. And then the Flyers coach, Dave, I think it's Hell, if I'm not mistaken. He comes out of who have always do pretty well in NCAA and college hockey. So those two are gone. Babcock will still either, I mean, listen, there's still plenty of jobs out there. But tomorrow I'm supposed to find out from Babcock.
Professionals named the National League Player of the Week, second week in a row for him, who becomes just the 10th player ever to win weeks going back to the early 70s. Nationals with a quick two-game series against the Yankees that starts tonight at home at Nationals have a series against Nils that starts at Camden Yards.
Oh, hi, Orioles guy. Your cheater's coming back.
One NBA game on the schedule for tonight, Western Conference. Golden State with the Warriors hosting the Houston Rockets. Also, Washington Business Sporting Horizon is not going to renew its title sponsorship for the Verizon Center when the deal expires. And it's either been the MCI Center or then the Verizon Center since 1997.
So until 2018. So I guess what I would say that Monumental, Ted, will go out and try to find, or I guess they hire who specializes in securing naming. And then they'll try to get that person, then they'll take over in 2018.
Yeah, they said looking for a long-term deal in 10 to 15 years.
Man.
At about $7 million a year.
Oh, I hope it's a cool name. I want it to be something good. I don't want it to be like give me something good.
You got a checkbook?
Tex Arena. Take that, too.
Come on down to the tampon house. that is a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line.
Which means spending a ton of time right here on our tour.
It's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dushan.
Is that
BK, did you drink my Dushan?
Well, I love that. And those clear glass bottles?
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Disney with the sugar. The size bottles under my
place. They work?
I got six more bottles of
Dagger case.
I drank those, too.
Well, hey, I still got five bottles in my jacket.
No, you don't.
Stuffed in the back of my
truck. Hey, if you're hiding Dushan, you got to do a better job of it.
Like I do.
You're hiding Dushan?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
In the fridge.
Man, never looked at it.
With the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushan. Available legally for the first time.
Introducing a latest addition to the Dew line, a clear citrus flavor, backwoods roots of Mountain Dew. Pick up Mountain Dew Dew Shine at Dollar General today. Dew Shine, available legally.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the XL 102.
Me right now, I have my tickets for you. I will send you to Dave's band Saturday night, Jiffy Lube Live. Call me right now if you're going to be around and you can go to the show. I have tickets for you. 662 Elliot, 6-235-5468. We'll take a break. We'll get a winner. Joins us next.
Dad, husband, and president of the United States. Yes, a dad. We got that when you tweet.
Crews remain on scene of a house fire situation on Turner Road. They've blocked Turner Road, Cloverleaf Drive, Elkhart Road, between Stewart Avenue and Hanover Avenue, Williamsburg Road at Laburnum, Mechanicsville Turnpike at Harvey, and Forest Hill at West Roanoke Street.
Users, Sprint wants you. And to prove it, check out our special offers. And just how special are they? $150. So let's break it down. First, a $100 switching bonus. Second, up to a $350 account credit when you trade in your current phone. And And third, you won't have to pay a patient fee or remaining balance of your smartphone if you port to Sprint, even if you're currently under contract. Plain and simple. So what are you waiting for? Visit a Sprint store or /Intelos. Available at participating stores in the Richmond on the Sprint network. This offer is only valid for current Intelos wireless customers and customers in road service area. Offer coverage not of discounted phones. Limited time offer. Subject to credit and valid consumer wireless port. $100 service credit applied within 3 invoices. Up to 3 buyback for eligible device.
Excuse me. Whoever made this buffalo chicken dip, marry me now.
Taken, but I made that with Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything. Frank's on everything.
And the quality are unmatched, definitely unbeaten in the jewelry industry.
Meet Diamonds Direct's Ken Hallman, who has spent a lifetime in jewelry, even comes close to diamond
industry for 40 years now. There is that can duplicate do for our customers when it comes to value and when it comes to customer service.
It starts right at the source. Diamonds Direct's unique advantage is cut out layers of middlemen in the mines to the showroom.
Our starting cost just from beginning is a typical retail jewelry store, so we're able to pass that amazing savings on customers.
So you can always get a diamond at Diamonds Direct, and you can also get her that one-of-a-kind ring from top designers like Henry Dossi, Simon G, and dozens more.
It's just incredible how many of them are.
Diamonds Direct, combining unbeatable selection, unlike any other. Any diamond importer. Short Pump, West Broad Village.
It's here. The Memorial Day sales event at your local Ford dealer. Now through June 1st. It's a big deal with really big ingenuity, legend, and toughness. It's why more people buy Ford and buy again. Now it's your turn. The Memorial Day sales event at your local Ford dealer. Amazing technology. America's big cash back. Bigger military members. That's right. Active retirees and veterans and total cash back.
Everybody's talking about the All-American.
The Memorial Day sales event at your local Ford dealer. The event. This is the America's best-selling brand. Hurry. It all ends June 1st.
Sales data and IHN royalty analysis. Ford had the greatest percentage of owners who returned to market and purchased or leased another Ford in 2014.
At Chesterfield, we all know we're just a buck in a toolbox. We'll own parts at the best known prices in the universe. Now, you can also point, pick. Because now, we offer new aftermarket parts that fit all income. So stop by one of our 3 locations. Richmond, Midlothian, or ChesterfieldAuto.com. Chesterfield Auto Parts. Come pick or pull off your own great deal.
From the top, the morning. WWDC DC10, WRXL, Richmond. Elliot in the morning.
Listen, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to get kids. I am going to send you to go see Dave Matthews Band. That show is going to be on Saturday. So if you can hold tight for me for one sec, Kaylee will get some mint on. You will enjoy the show. Hold tight 1 second for me, please. All right, dude?
Thanks.
Bro, hold on 1 second, please.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the love me. Give them no reader, no, if you slip away. So I got nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you do get. Step out of the sun because you learn, because I learned. On the outside, always said, oh, no, ever be more than I've always been. Cause I'm tap, 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 tap. We're a window, oh, I keep on, nobody can hear, so I wait around for it here while I'm watching this. Waving through a window, can anybody, is anybody waving back at me?
Pitch Perfect 2 is in theaters now, dear Evan Hansen. In a stage, July 1st to 23rd, please welcome Mr. Ben Platt. Ben!
Hey.
Doing great, dude. How are you?
Happy to be talking to you.
Good deal. Well, listen, I guess I should start with congratulations. You're Mr. Huge.
Oh, thank you very much. And I heard we're the biggest musical movie opening of all time, which is pretty insane.
Wait, hold on. Did something down. Biggest opening weekend for any musical in this. You are absolutely right.
Yes.
$70 million. That's awesome.
It's pretty insane to think, you know, where we started with that little first movie and just felt like the sort of that we're all doing, and now it's this big cultural phenomenon. It's very insane.
And I will tell you, the first one, I feel like that thing, like you said, I don't know that it was released or the idea was like, oh, well, we'll just put out this little small movie and see how it does. But I feel like when the first one came out, it also just, I mean, what movie?
Totally, yeah. The first, you know, the theaters, when it came out in theaters, it was doing well, and then we had Cups going platinum, and we had, you know, for a while, and we were on the kind of snowballed until it was this big, everybody knew Pitch Perfect, and so the only thing left to do was make a sequel.
And now let me ask you this, was it pretty easy in terms of getting, not wise, but just in terms of, from a comfort level of everybody kind of getting back and working together again?
I think the reason the first one was so great is because we all had really awesome chemistry and we all really genuinely enjoy spending time together, and it's just a really wonderful set of people. So the best part of the sequel, the same answer, was just sort of getting to reunite and go back to Baton Rouge where we filmed the first one again. So I think, you know, it's not always the case that you love everyone you're working with. It's a very special group to go through this whole experience with. And
hey, was it kind of nice heading back down to Baton Rouge where, I mean, in terms of just making it comfortable, but, like, you already know the surroundings. You already know what, you know, it's like an old comfortable shoe that you're going back
to. I like going back to theater camp and down to this, you know, hot, muggy place to do some singing, some comedy, and comfortable in our surroundings, just room to just do improv and be open, and everyone was kind of doing their best work because at an off point this time, everybody knows what they're doing, and now it was just time to have fun.
Now, let me ask you this: with Haley now, did you know her at all prior to everybody getting down to Baton Rouge?
I didn't. I know her, and she's wonderful and True Grit and everything, and I was a big fan, and so to hear that she was going to be, you know, my love interest, I was very flattered. First, opposite her, she's very beautiful, as you know, and so I think, you know, to come join because, you know, we are all very close, and she's kind of, her and Chrissy Fitz, who plays Flo, are the only, but they join so seamlessly, and Haley is such a pro, and really, honestly, knows more about film than, you know, that's my,
right.
That's my, you know, I learned a lot from her.
Well, two things about her. Number one is I feel like the, you mentioned theater camp, but anybody who went to camp, if you didn't go all summer, and your parents were cheap, like mine, and you would show up at the second half, everybody already has, and you're just kind of the outsider going, okay.
Exactly, and, you know, and that's always a fear when you're getting the same crew back, so knowledgeable, and, you know, she came in away and fit right in. It was.
But you mentioned it because she's been around for so long. I didn't realize, so I went and looked last night. Dude, she's 18 years old, but you feel like she's been around forever.
Oh, yeah. Her Oscar nom was when she was, like, I don't know, 13. It's pretty awesome.
Obviously, you're in D.C. tonight. They're special for Pitch Perfect 2. Be doing that. It's kind of twofold. Number one, I think that's awesome that you guys are doing it. I know that you're on. But that kind of dovetails into, I don't want to say the real reason for the reason that you're here in D.C.
It's definitely the major reason is to Nicole that we're doing called Dear Evan Hansen this summer, which is a brand new, totally from scratch, from the director Michael Greif, who directed shows called Rent and Next to Normal that you might have heard of. And we've got these awesome composers who are really, you know, some of the biggest voices in this new musical theater generation who are writing this really incredible score that you gave us a little taste of. It's a really beautiful pop score, and it's doing a really completely original realm or any books or anything. It's just its own musical, which is very exciting, and musical theater has always been my biggest passion, so to contribute to the whole musical world is has always been a dream, especially with a team like this in a place that's awesome.
Well, so Ben, that's what I was going to ask you. Like I know you've done Book of Mormon in the past, and other people that are in the show with you, like Laura Dreyfus, for her do hair here in D.C. when she did at the Kennedy Center. Is it? And I'm not a unlike you. I'm not the mirror guy. I can certainly appreciate it. But like, is it rare that you get a chance, a brand new show? And by the way, of the show that's brand new.
I mean, it's honestly a dream. My biggest dream has always been to create roles and to create a role that's, you know, leading the show and is this really fully formed human. You know, I've obviously loved playing Benji Applebaum and had the greatest time. But you know, those are really primarily comedic characters who are. You know, sort of, and are, of course, you know, the outcast and the nerd, and you know, I'm happy to be representing that crew, and Evan Hansen is definitely his own brand of nerd, and he's has trouble being understood, but you know, he definitely has more colors than any of the characters that I've been playing, and you know, he's not as those two guys might have been, and he makes mistakes, and he gets angry, and he gets sad, and he gets awkward, and he gets, you know, all over this. Any actor's dream is just to play someone experience the full range of emotions in a real kind of grounded story. It's going to be pretty.
Give me the thumbnail of it. I mean, clearly you made it sound like.
Well, you know, it's moments and it covers the whole spectrum. But you know, it's the story of this kid Evan Hansen. He's a senior in high school. He's 18 years old, and he's sitting in and doesn't feel like he belongs. And he's got a single mother that's absent much of the time, and really struggling with social anxiety and a lot of things. And I don't want to give too much away plot wise, but caught up in this web of lies, mistaken identity, and it allows him to sort of belong in a way that he never has, and to feel accepted in a way that he never has. But I think that the real message is the musical is about, it's a futile effort to try to feel accepted and loved by others until you feel that way about you with who you really are at your most sort of not pretty, and at your, you can sort of make peace with the thing. You're never going to truly feel accepted or like you belong to anyone else, if that makes sense. So I think it's something that everybody can really relate to, and it's, I think that a musical kind of gives it a very unique sort of point of view, and I think that through music as past music, it's relatable in a way that not a lot of shows are, people to get to see that.
So you've got that stage production, you've got in movie theaters, and you've got a movie with coming out in August.
Yes, man, comes out in August, yes.
Dude, I watched that trailer last night. Wow, different.
Yeah, man, she's looking awesome. She plays all her own guitar. She put in the trailer, she plays like sort of trying to make it as a rock star, and she, you know, sings totally live this awesome, like, American classic rock music and playing electric going. You know, there's really nothing she can't do, so it's going to be a really amazing film.
And she does give you an awesome gray pubic hair joke in midway through the trailer.
Yes, she does. Everyone's favorite.
Hey, so get me back to for 1 second.
Sure.
So it'll July 10th at the Arena Stage, and then I know it runs through August 23rd?
Yes, sir.
So that means you get to come for about a month and a half.
Yes, I do. I'll be here for almost 2 months, yeah. I'm very excited. Yeah, the only time I've really visited is for my 8th grade Monuments trip, which was my...
Nothing has changed. Not everything is exactly the same.
But no, I did wonderful things about almost every aspect of it. I'm excited for the food and for the night. I'm stoked. I'm excited to be in...
So you won't just lock yourself in just like, oh, I just have to practice my lines and I can't talk because I have to sing. Like you'll go... Like, people...
Well, yeah, I mean, when we're first putting up the show in 10 out of 12 tech rehearsals, I'll definitely have to be sort of a nun because it's a very demanding role, open, and we're into the routine. And on all our days off, for sure. You know, you got to make the most... That's one of my favorite things about this sort of places I would never really get to spend extended periods of time in, getting to know cities like I did Mormon in Chicago, and we filmed the Pitch Perfects in Baton Rouge. Getting to know all these different places is really exciting, so I definitely want to take advantage, for sure.
Well, dude, it'll be nice to have you. It'll be nice to have you in D.C. And listen, I hope Dear Evan Hansen does as well as Pitt.
Oh, yeah, from your mouth to God's ears.
Amen. That way, it's great. Great. Again, July 10th through the Arena Stage at the Mead Center for American Theater. Arena Stage ticket information. Hey, Ben, I appreciate the time, and congratulations again on the movie.
Thank you much, man. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Elliot in the Morning welcomes Rock. It's the R45 to 40 years of Rush. Listen to EITM and win tickets. Plus, backstage to meet the band. Alex Lifeson, Neil Peart, Rush. Listen all week. Win every day. Meat Rush. More details at facebook.com/Elon. Elliot in the morning.
Yeah. Because this summer, our concert calendar runneth over.
XL 102 presents Bleachers.
Together with Joywave. Back in Richmond to kick off the summer concert season at the National.
Keep listening to win.
Hit XL102Richmond.com for more.
Center. Crews remain fire situation on Turner Road. They've blocked Turner Road in both directions between Cloverleaf Drive and Elkhart. Or collision Strawberry Street between Stewart and Williamsburg Road at Laburnum. Mechanics will keep and Forest Hill at West Roanoke Street.
This report is brought to you by New Generations Federal Credit Union.
Get basic or safe free checking and even refi from New Generations Federal Credit Union. Richmond, Chesterfield, Goochland, Hanover, 59-8754. Or visit newgenfcu.org. Federally insured.
It's our biggest Memorial Day event ever at McGeorge Toyota. Toyota's at 5, 10, 50% off MSRP on over 100 Toyotas. And 0% APR for 60 months on most models, including the bold new 2015 Camry. That's just $1,667 per thousand financed through TFS. Plus, comes with 2 years of no-cost maintenance from another 2 years of no-cost maintenance from McGeorge. That's 4 years of no-cost and up to 20% off MSRP Toyota. Prices include all Toyota rebates and additional discounts off MSRP by McGeorge. You just add tax $195 processing fee. But these deals, like our incredible selection, won't last. So hurry to 9319 West Broad or stop. McGeorge Toyota. With over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Sale ends May 31st.
And if you need that extra fridge in your garage, keep the beers cold for your Memorial Day party, Greg's got it. Need a powerful Bluetooth speaker to take to the pool or the beach for Memorial Day weekend? H.H. Greg at Zero Down Every 2018. Now through Memorial Day week, to 30% off all got it. A stainless steel refrigerator, just $8.99. Greg's got it. Top brands, low price, Greg's got it. Now through Memorial Day weekend to H.H. Greg. Subject to credit.
I've dreamed most about saving her.
At what cost?
You became the Flash. You have to change the past.
Oh my God.
Cannot be stopped! What did you do?
Being the Resistance.
Who are you?
It's me, Mom. It's Barry.
Tonight at Edgemont, Comcast 214.
Life's easier when you have a Ram 1500. Everyone knows the best fit one's far off the beaten path. And when you've got a Ram 1500 with best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those faraway goldmine fishing holes. Bad news for fish, you. It's that kind of that has more people driving Ram trucks than ever before. Join us now during the Ram Memorial Day sales. Right now, are for 60 months, plus $2,250 total bonus cash on the 2015 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with 21 mpg highway. Based on standard pickup class, EPA estimated highway based on available Eco Diesel V2D model. Based on escalating total retail sales of 2009 through 2015. 0% at 60 months equals $1,667 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers, regardless of down payment or capital. Residency restricted until delivery by 6-1.
It's a call you hope you never have to make, but you hope some they do every day. They're the first responders, the brave EMS firefighters across Central Virginia. We honor you for your selflessness and compassion. Thank you for your commitment to answering the call no one else can. You are true heroes, providing our communities with good help for a lifetime.
The courage and selflessness of our EMS, Peg 1. They respond all over our every day of the year. So dedication to these dedicated first RN Grill in Short Pump, Shaco Bottom, and Ashland, and all area Chick-fil-A locations along with iHeartMedia in Richmond, in order to show our support during EMS Week and want to say to make our community ace to live.
More people are driving Ram trucks. It's the Ram Drive and Discover event. Trucks.com.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
To info, now I'm losing. No, it's always.
in the morning.
It's Platt.
We're calling in this morning. Pitchum is out in theaters now. That is the biggest opening weekend for any musical in movie history. Oh, thank God he didn't do beat. I'd have said Grease.
I think he was baseball question.
No, you know what?
High School Musical.
Urban Cowboy.
Musical?
That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, Urban Cowboy. Cowboy. That wasn't really a musical.
Was it a
minute? Yeah.
No, not Urban Cutter Cowboy. The soundtrack. Not even a musical, now that I think about it. All right, I'm out. Pardon me. Excuse me. And then Dear Evan will open July 10th. The Arena Stage. Arenastage.org. Information. You can go see that. That's pretty cool, though.
Very cool for him.
I dreamed it once.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I missed part of that.
Just talking out loud. I said, if I dreamed it once, it's not going to happen. High School Musical 3 was the answer to your question. Maybe that'll be a question.
Oh, 500 questions. What's his face is on with us tomorrow? Richard Quest for his show, 500 Questions. That looked suckered in for the, what was the one last year that they did? Not the summer trivia thing.
Sutra.
Yeah, suckered into that.
That one was confusing, though. Was, this one's not.
That was the one that ran. Wasn't it like 2 weeks or something?
People like lived at I don't even remember. They do that. It was in New York, Los Angeles, wherever it was. But people like lived there overnight, and
million,
it went on.
Million Second Quiz.
That's right. I got suckered.
This is a 7-day event.
It's like a miniseries. 24 hours a day, and days. Is it on every night, though? Yeah, for 7 days. By the way, you know what started this?
Jeopardy?
No, Diane.
What?
Millionaire.
Oh, Millionaire.
Thank you. With Final? And that was...
Is he here?
But it's still going.
No, he's a...
That's exactly how Millionaire started.
Just as kind of like a one-off thing.
It was, maybe it was
I don't know the length.
It was like a summertime...
It was an event. Yeah. Consecutive night event.
By the way, I want to think of her name now. What was the woman?
Well,
no.
Are
come
you talking
on.
About
Robinson?
Isn't it Ann Robinson?
Michael Hamm.
Once a month.
Jesus Christ! You make one mistake.
I know. Tell me about it, and you never hear the end of it. No. What was her show? Final. That's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Weakest Link, right?
The Weakest Link. You are. Goodbye. But that was also a summer event?
I don't recall.
I believe it was.
But it started in England before here, right?
Don't know. I didn't in England. I saw it when it was in America. And then... ...heard in, too.
Let's get back to talking about my dreams that are rudely interrupted when your wife punches you in the face because she's having a nightmare. Dream. I don't remember my dreams that often, but I do.
By the way, you're darkening in under that eye.
I know. It is.
Can you see it? Seriously. It's coming
a little.
In. Yeah. I mean, the swelling hasn't gone down.
It's tender.
I was going to say, if I push it, can you feel it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It hurts. And I iced it for 20 minutes.
I
went to bed.
Now, there's your problem.
Middle of the night. I had a dream this weekend that, for some reason, Chris Martin called upon me to sing for me and fix you. And the weirdest part there.
Oh, he was consulting.
I blew through a nightmare.
No, but I like, has done, Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Like that show. And then the girl that's going to be in, she's probably, that's going to be in the Dear Evan Hansen movie, or show with him. I've seen her before. No.
You didn't.
I saw her on the stage.
I saw her in Glee.
Yeah, remember? I went with Jackie to go see Hair at the...
Everybody was naked, right?
Everybody that was up on that stage.
Yeah.
And unless she was running lights at that time, she was up on those on. Because I remember at the end of that, we were up on stage, and it's just like a like a big flag of pubic hair.
For those of you who Madison McCarthy... One half of the twins from the final season.
Those of you that saw her in Hair, she had no clothes on.
Oh, the arts.
Anyway, thanks again. But obviously you don't know when it starts. If that show goes on to be, what's a show that's run forever? Les Mis.
Oh, yeah. Recently has come
out. Long did that thing run. Yeah, but it ran forever.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be him. I mean, he probably won't do the show the whole time. No. Like, at some point, he'll probably bail out. But if that's there for, like, 35, 40 years?
Never know. You make a ton of cash, and, like, you establish that that's your role, and then somebody else comes in.
Never have to work again. Yep. It's the dude who did Rent. Made Jet.
Yeah.
Made her a star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they've done well.
Phantom number one, by the way.
For how long?
Number for 11,000.
No kidding. Never seen it.
Chicago is second.
Never saw it.
The drop-off's dramatic. It's...
Wait, Chicago only did 4,000?
No, no, no. It's, it's 7,000.
Don't think I can name a song from Chicago.
All that jazz?
By the way, Ben played into every show that I've ever seen. Did he have, did he have any part in... Because other than that, I saw Hair. Now, that's not Ben Platt Hair. I'm out. No, that's not true. I dozed off during Les Mis. I was trying to woo a girl.
I went to...
And Pee-wee.
To finish off the top five, you get Phantom, Chicago, Cats, The Lion King, Les Mis.
I take it back. I saw one other show.
Cats?
No, never saw Cats. I never saw Cats. No, I saw... Now I can't think of the...
Huh?
Oh, Lion King, but that's because I was dating the girl that was in it.
Something.
I take that back, that back. That was Beauty at... That's the show that I saw.
Belle?
Whoa. I'd say I dated her. I went out with her a couple of times.
She stopped to hear your phone.
Hello,
calls.
It's Lumia.
Ignore.
I went to see a show because I can't think of
Alan Cumming.
Yeah, but the show.
Cabaret?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Dude, look how many shows I've seen.
King and Beauty and the Beast, obvious, was in the womb when those were
child
released. Into
that
theaters.
Was one of his favorite DVDs growing up.
21. Damn it.
Wait, is that how old he is?
I believe so.
He's 21?
Yeah.
God damn. It's funny. It sounds so much older than him. And I've smoked.
He has.
Mm-hmm. Look at Kaylee.
He also says a lot more of the arts.
The
I've seen a lot more of the arts than
my repertory theater down south.
Etihad.
Oh, that was the other thing I meant to mention. Tyler is.
Oh, I didn't.
You said when it happens. Remember,
old off air claim.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Off air, I told you that I saw the Dreyfus coochie. So that we're off air claim.
I like your slip there. You said off air.
No, Diane. You were doing the story about Verizon Center not being Verizon Center.
Yeah.
You get a new name. Tyler, it is Etihad. Etihad. But that just rolls off the tongue.
What is that?
Hey, I got to get in the car. Go Etihad.
What is
Etihad
that?
Etihad is an airline?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
You heard of Manchester City?
I've heard of the soccer team? Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
That's airline. Is that what's on their shirts?
And they play.
That's the name of the stadium. Etihad. Etihad.
Is that how you pronounce
it? I don't know. Etihad. I mean, what Tyler said. Etihad has a travel deal that was kind of on the down low, I feel, with Monumental Sports. Obviously, your Caps, your Wizards, your Mystics, Jordan.
That's not true.
Town play.
Yes, they own the arena.
Where does George?
He's obviously a university. They play at the Etihad.
Thank you. So that's going to be Etihad Center.
You think? Well, Tyler's on record.
That makes total sense, though. They got money to burn like crazy.
But if they're already said they want to.
Who's spread? Yeah,
that
over.
Does not roll.
Hey, Diane! No. But that doesn't that make sense, though? Get your name known? You got to start buying arenas.
That's definitely true. Can't argue there.
Now, by the way, I don't even know if they fly in America.
The exclusive airline carrier of Monuments and Entertainment doesn't, at least at first. So you could just be putting your foot in the water with ship at Monumental.
Hey, but now your name's on a venue. You're in the middle of Washington, D.C. It's very international.
Oh, this will open up a lot of opportunities for her. You still want to make sure these are people you like to work with.
Oh, so you're saying they could be dicks?
No. You have to have the same sort of...
They want to spend money to get their name out there, and I want a name for my building. We're working on the same page. Etihad. You know, it's the official airline carrier of Red Diane, the internet TV show.
You had to, there's a location shot in the United.
Instead of cruising, where you talk players in their cars, talk class Etihad seats.
That's what they'll do at the seats at the arena.
Oh, my seats for the hockey game.
Like they do for the soccer games overseas.
Oh, Elliot, let me walk you down to your Etihad seat.
Local airport, so.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it before. Them. That's how you get the name out. I've never heard of it until Tyler said he knew
that's
what
not
it was.
True.
That's, are you not going on record?
No, that you've never heard of it.
How would I have ever heard of
Etihad? You forced me to go on
Etihad.
Record.
Etihad. Etihad.
Eddie out of us.
No, they're the Ed Hardy Stadium.
Oh, sweet. Already have their shirts. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm
good. I was just wondering, agreement to fly on Air Canada, and that way they get a little relaxed customs work when they get back and forth through Canada.
I don't know this, but I do know that Monumental now deals
That may slow them customs every
that
now and
that ain't gonna slow them down. Get out of here, please.
Come on.
Come
yeah,
on.
Okay.
Come on. Hey, what's the name of the airline?
Air Canada.
The other one. Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Besides, if I'm Etihad, it's off because I feel like the only international airline. Well, no, that's not true because people know international. The only other one I could think of is what's the one that's on Qatar.
Yep.
But that's not true because there's all kinds of there's share that's national.
Lingus.
My son was wearing a Messi out of the grocery store.
Did he really?
So, it's a random stranger. What a horrible story. Awesome.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, Elliot, this is Ted.
Hey, what's going on, Ted? Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so just because a client has some agreement set up with the Capitals or any other organization doesn't necessarily give them any naming rights.
No, but you know what? I understand that, but it's a bit, you know, first it was the official airline partner. We dipped our toe. We're ready to go.
I see. Okay. Well, Chelsea in England, I think pretty much recently, they signed on with Turkish Airlines, and everyone thought, okay, Chelsea's going to get a new t-shirt sponsor, their shirts and their merchandise next season. And then they signed a dipping agreement with their company, Oklahoma, and that's the shirt next year.
Oh. All right. Well, then maybe it won't be. I have no idea. My claim. Tyler was the one who said.
He said, "Did you see the news?" All I said was a week ago, the airline partner in terms of air travel with the Monumental and the Caps and the Wizards. Shock me. It's down the road. See something, and I would like credit for it. Can we not talk about this on the air?
That part I missed.
That's all I said.
didn't like travel vouchers and stuff. That's going to be awesome. That'll be great. Hey, by the way, Turkish Air? I've never flown on that either. But doesn't everybody say Turkish?
I've never heard any claims about
it. Why, like being like Lux?
The liners?
I don't know, where the seats fold into beds?
And you've heard of them a lot recently because they have issues.
Oh.
With like the engineering.
Whoops. No, but I don't know why, but I've heard awesome. Awesome. There's that. I can't think of the other one that everybody says is great. That one's here. I'm talking about like overseas ones. Maybe it's Qatar that everybody says is awesome. I don't know any of them. What the F do I
know if they'll now call it the airplane instead of the phone booth?
That's funny. But when you, there could be some bad names.
Oh, yeah. There are
plenty of arenas that have names.
What was the one you said you hated?
I don't know. I don't know.
You a few minutes ago off there, you said...
God.
No. You said there were... who
Amway?
Was it?
The Amway? I don't like the TD Garden Center. That's really more because of its... the people who play in it. I have no idea. I hate to be on there. Put me in the Capital One Center. I'll call it the
I hate any .com.
Why, you don't like the jobbing.com? That one's bad. I wouldn't mind it being fun. One ballpark and you went to the Bob. That was cool. No, that was good. I also like when they don't have a name. I like it. But there's too much, money to be made.
At a Burger Field.
Say again? Where is that?
Oh, but I'm going. This can't be professional. Chris Christie Hooks?
Minor league. That may even be independent league.
Dude, that's awesome.
Ooh, Ted. Oh, put a foot in. The Whataburger Arena. I go there all the time. Say goodbye to that Chick-fil-A sandwich roaming around, which not in the cow anymore.
Do you like the sales center?
Not really.
No. Yum Center.
The, for like Yum Brands?
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to Dr. Pepper Arena.
Bob's living in Greenville.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's all over that area. The old Bilo, Piggly Wiggly. Just make it like the Hamburger Center. That would be awesome.
Oco, Overstock.com.
That falls into the... What about Doffa Bell?
Do what?
That, what is it?
I was going to say, you're riding high with anything as long as it's a gambling website. Which at this point is kind of the... Before I'd say on nine of foreign soccer teams.
Is it really? It's all online gambling?
That and airlines.
I remember the name of the...
Etihad.
I'll never remember that. I'm being excited. I'm sorry, who is this? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot, how's it going? I was actually going to say, if Nanta actually comes in and starts sponsoring the Caps, that'd be really, good because they sponsor the teams, they...
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That would be great. They want to get in there. They got to spend that money.
Exactly. I mean, they tossed in England. They tossed it. I mean, if you look at the team, they've had a pretty strong team for a while, so the Caps, too.
I will tell you this. One good thing about it not being more is that if you have AT&T service, you'll finally get to be able to use your phone. God damn, does that piss me off. Holy crap. Appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Yeah.
Ian's going with calling it Nats Park.
I mean, I love it, though. No name.
You know they're trying?
I'm sure they're trying like hell. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got dirt next.
In the morning. XL 102.
Crews remain on scene of a house fire situation on Turner Road in both directions between Cloverleaf Drive and Elkhart Road. Watch for collision Strawberry Street between Hanover Avenue, Williamsburg Road at Little Turnpike at Harvey, and Forest Hill at Oak Street.
The Toyota Time Sales Event is on, and that means our best-selling Toyotas, 15 Camrys, Corollas, and RAV4s, all with $750 cash back. The all-new Sienna Swagger Wagon has a hat, and Prius liftbacks have up to $2,000 cash back. Plus, 9 Toyota models have as low as 0% APR financing. Visit buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals for all the special offers, low payment leases, low APR, and cash back. You back from Toyota or apply to down payment. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR finance. Dealer for terms and details. Learn how you can save even more with Toyota Care. Care.com is the site to visit for this month. Hurry, the Toyota Time Sales Event is on. And with some of the best deals of the year, you'll want to see your Toyota dealer with you by June for Toyota. Let's go places.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending on
your Dushan, Tyler?
BK, did you drink my Dushan?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Ice bottle,
Aspels.
Oh, it's okay, because this new Dushan, made with real sugar, under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got 6 more bottles of Dushan in my guitar case.
I drank those, too.
Well, hey, I still got 5 bottles in my jacket.
No, you don't.
The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Hey, if you're hiding Dushan, you got to do a better job.
You're hiding Dushan?
Where I got this bottle.
Where? Man, never looked in the fridge.
With the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
Introducing the latest addition to the Dew lineup, Dew Citrus Flavored Dew in Spike Woods of Mountain Dew. Pick up Mountain Dollar General today. Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
You know what I wish? I wish that when I'm at my always traveling, I could take shows with me. A work trip here, a vacation there. Ugh, the episodes just pile up. And I don't want to be that annoying person talking I haven't seen it yet. They just make it possible for me to get my tablet so I can watch it on a plane or on the beach or wherever I am.
With Xfinity, you can stream or download them on any mobile device, anywhere, like on a trip to the Caribbean.
I think you mean the Caribbean.
Whatever, there too. Xfinity Go. Switch to the Xfinity X1 Triple Play for
from Comcast for $79.99 a month for a year and get $100 back. Plus, get speeds up to 105 megabits per second free for OneDVR service. Visit Comcast.com/switch today. Offer ends 5/31/15. Restrictions apply. New starter excepts equipment taxes and fees including broadcaster and subject to change. F change for promo regular required.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, I should have known just how many times he had in mind. I also should have a dog. Now I know. I've known that Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. 70 years. Even have a local agent. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. But where it stops...
Geico, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know Geico has a local agent and expand your wealth of knowledge a tad more about how they could help. Geico agents run locally owned and operated businesses that could help tailor your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, RV, or boat, the Geico Insurance Agency could offer homeowners and renters coverage. Look smarter. And yes, I can see you.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online over the phone. Office.
Rick Henderson C in Richmond, located off I-4 Pump. Our service department is now our minister. See over 8,000 vehicles and monthly specials on HendrickRichmond.com. And don't like Chevrolets during the month of May.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding ring.
When you're really only covered for...
someone stole my Dakota ring.
It was weird anyway.
Or how much you're covered for
valuables, electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered for... Talk to a farmer's apps might be hiding in your insurance.
Elliot in the Morning 2.
Before we get into dirt, thank you to Jersey Mike's for coming in today. Specializing in Northeast style hot and cold, hot cold subs, as well as Jersey's to go for quality and freshness. Tons of stores throughout the area. Their newest location in Maryland that opened on April the 1st. Always auditioning for great leadership. Develop the company. Check out their website and apply directly on in.com. But thank you very much to Jersey Mike's for coming in today. All right, Dyke, let's get into some dirt.
So this is the second to last Letterman tonight with Bill Murray, Bob Dylan, and then we'll see what the surprises are in store for tomorrow night's show.
I'll tell you on Thursday.
Right.
People know. Yeah. I just promised I wouldn't say.
Right. And I guess... if there's any sort of surprise visit from Leno.
Right. But I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So to the Bachelorette tonight, which one of the ladies is being sent home.
And don't forget, you have to text me because I'll be at the baseball game.
Dancing with the Stars also. ABC season finale for The Voice is tonight with performances into Maroon 5 and Real Sports on HBO All About You, Ronda Rousey. For this evening, local DC television news, NBC Washington sports person, she is leaving to TPN in Bristol.
You know what? Good for her.
She's only been in DC, so she's obviously going to be going and
the hell out
for sports center.
No, but we say that all the time. Why would you want to do local sports? Worst job. Oh, don't tell me how the game till 11:30. Hold on, job in the world.
Set to start.
She's good looking. She'll fit in there.
We were talking about theater earlier. Heading back to Broadway this summer to play the title role in Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
I don't know that show.
That's Book of Mormon. You look at a poster.
It doesn't mean I know what it is. I brought a poster in.
12-week run is set in July. So his first Broadway role, obviously known for other in Rent. And they actually did pretty good when they had the Billboard Music Awards on the other night. 11.1 million people tuning in. Fourth most watched program on the broadcast networks. That's 3 years in a row. that they continue their ratings. You love music out today. I don't know if you exist. Here's a bit of that. You can hear it on SoundCloud, Miss Narcissus solo single, out with You Know My Name back in April of 2014. Also, Josh Brolin, assistant, woman by the name, apparently the proposal happened last month, celebrating with friends in Cabo. They have been dating teams just a couple of months after he's from actress Diane Gossip Girl, actress Leighton Meester, and her husband, AOC, expecting their first baby together. PR Knight, you remember him to an upcoming Hulu series, 11-22-63, which is based on the States. Franco is going to play the lead character, who is a teacher to prevent the assassination of President Kennedy. Something for the ladies. Apparently, the Crayola telling people, don't use our colored burr. Somebody went, starts, or in your hair. I think hair is okay. They just don't want you doing that in your eyes because you're put up with an infection. They are not designed or approved for that purpose, but obviously a bunch of bloggers have been showing the colored pencils online. Also online, the new teaser trailer, Steve Jobs movie with directing and Mike's in the lead role. That's new out there. Crystal Palin supposed to get married, but it was announced yesterday that it is not happening. There are rumors that the groom-to-be is still married to his last wife, but that is not true. But for people who already had their ticket hells booked, they are going to have a get-together this weekend and celebrate.
Awesome. What a great way to spend my week. I was pissed I had to go to Kentucky anyway.
Celebrate.
There's no reason to go.
Suge Knight has refused to have a bullet fragment removed from his head, one from the fatal shooting of his riding in the vehicle with Suge. He is not keeping it as a memento of any sort. Apparently, he's more worried about complications from having it removed than anything else. I don't know if play into his defense strategy of him always ending up in the hospital ever having to go to court. Ilian Gonzalez, more than 15 years, he dominated the headlines. Six, the little boy from Cuba.
He is now I was him for Halloween one year.
You were. A 21-year-old man who is now saying that he went to the U.S.
Man, he looked too.
So he says he basically just wants to come back as a tourist, wants to see a baseball game, visit the Smithsonian Museum.
Americans. Remember, he stayed at a house like 2 miles from here.
Talk to Americans in general. He is now an engineering student and is engaged to sweetheart and Sandra Bullock. She confessed that the magic trailer makes her ovulate.
All right, Diane, thank you very much. One quick break. We'll wrap everything up next.
Crews remain on scene of a house fire situation on Turner Road in both directions between Cloverleaf Drive and Elm, Strawberry Street between Stewart Avenue and Hanover Avenue, Williamsburg Road at Laburnum, Pike at Harvey, and Forest Hill at West Roanoke Street.
Okay, is everyone ready for? Got your signs?
Yeah!
Got your...
Yeah!
Let's do this thing.
Empty Mountain Dew. We know you're in there and we'll be recognized. Yeah! Do you hear this cup of Mountain Dew Baja last? Baja! Run it back in bottles and cans, Baja! Too. And we're not going to stop until we get it. So, Mountain Dew, are you going to listen,
or... your phone's fine, everybody.
Hello?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm the guy with the megaphone.
Who is it?
It's Mountain Dew. Okay. Good. All right. Bye.
We did it!
We did? We never even put up the signs.
You demanded, we delivered. The intensely refreshing tropical of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. All is back everywhere else for a limited time. Citrus punch of Mountain Dew Sangrita Blast is in bottles and cans too. Get yours wherever Mountain Dew is sold.
I better cancel that order for 5 t-shirts.
You think?
Hey,
what's all the
Sons, ride of your life.
What's with guy?
And he's surprised that Altima has up to 270 horsepower.
Whoa!
And now that Altima gets up to 38 mpg highway.
That lady?
Oh, she's is to take home the ride of her life.
I'd like a test.
Not surprised.
Get
ride of your life in our most exciting lineup ever. Choose the 2015 Altima, lease for just $189 per month, plus an APR for up to 72 months. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan on June 1st. Nissan, innovation that excites.
For well-qualified customers with approved 29 initial payment for 36 months or purchase $13.89 per month per 1,000 finance for 72 months. Excludes taxes, title, and license. Valid when financed for their stock. 2015 EPA fuel economy estimate for Altima 2.5S. Call 1-319 for offer details.
here. And homeowners ask me all the time, where do I get the best price on quality in-stock flooring? I got two words for you. Floor and decor. Two words. But who's counting when you're seeing low prices per square foot? Like laminate and ceramic starting at 49 cents, porcelain 79 cents, and solid wood starting at 11. In stock? Huh, you bet. Love it? Buy it. And you're showing off your new floor and decor. Hey, you have to see it to floor or floordecor.com.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we think those who serve our thanks. So in honor of Military Appreciation Month, we're showing our members. Now through the end of May, refer a member of the Armed Forces or DOD, and you'll both get a cash and join. It's our little waves. We're proud to honor our servicemen and women. Appreciation Month and every month. Visit NavyFederal.org/salute for details. Open to everyone in the Armed Forces, the DOD, and their Federal Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jeep Grand Cherokee is the most luxurious SUV in its class. It's the SUV of the year with 30-way fuel economy. In other words, Jeep Grand Cherokee is the ideal black tie style and green-minded smarts, which is why it remains the gold standard of SUVs everywhere. And you'll discover why the Jeep is the best-selling SUV brand. Join us now during the Jeep Memorial Day sales event. Well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get from the 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4 with 24 MPG highway for $289 months with $24.99 due at signing. Fees extra. Ford segmentation. EPA estimated 4x2 with available EcoDiesel V6 based on total past 12 months in the 2014 Ward's Light Vehicle segment. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires standard contribution, lease, and transfer capital. 25% charge for each mile of the 30,000 residency. Restrictions apply. Take delivery district trademark of FCA US.
Get quick, safe, and real time by switching to new Duralex pads available only at AutoZone. They're proven tough and engineered to outperform the original brake pads that came with your car. AutoZone.
You haven't read your car's owner's manual lately. Diffy Lube uses the same information as your car dealer to help you understand what your vehicle needs at this point in its life, regardless of its make, light bulb, air filter, or wiper blade replacement, to a complete antifreeze fluid change or serpentine belt replacement. Diffy Lube is an automotive preventive maintenance appointment, and Diffy Lube proudly features high-quality Pennzoil motor oil. Pennzoil.
The top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC Washington, Elliott in the Morning.
Forever, close together, baby. You call your love, join the choir, baby.
Alright, you know what? Let me hit this. There we go. Thank you very much to Ben Platt for checking in. Pitch Perfect 2 now is your number one error. We'll probably stay that way through Memorial Day, so thank you, Ben Platt. Don't forget, the real reason... Dear Evan Hansen, a brand new show will be coming to the Arena stage. It opens July the 10th. We'll run through August 3rd. ArenaStage.org. Or call 202-488-30. Tickets, again, go to ArenaStage.org. So thank you very much to Ben Platt for checking in this morning. Also, thanks again to Jersey Mike's. Thank you guys very much for coming in with food today, specializing in North Old Subs as well as wraps. Jersey Mike's, rather, is your place to go for quality and freshness all over the place, including their newest location that opened in Wheaton. So they are open. So again, thank you very much. I have a couple of gift certificates for you. 866 to Elliott. 866-5468. Tomorrow morning, Richard Quest. He'll be on with us tomorrow morning. He's got the show 500 commercials on TV. So we'll talk to Richard Quest tomorrow. Also, I have more tickets for you to go see Rush. This week, you win your tickets to see Rush. You also get passes to go backstage and meet. So that tomorrow, also more tickets to see Dave Matthews as well. If you need information on it, keep up everything, Facebook/EITM online. Everybody, have yourself a good, safe day. We'll see everybody back and see you soon.
Another day. It's gone away. It'll be back tomorrow. Celebrate. Ho, ho, ho.
So long, so long, so long. Peter, say goodbye. I hate to go and leave this pretty, pretty side. Bye. Cocaine, he loves the cocaine, yeah! Farewell, I'll be there saying goodbye.
Guys. See ya.
WRXL HD1 Richmond.
And iHeartRain.
Here's your chance to hang with Mumford & Sons in Walla Walla, Washington. This keyword.
Puppy. Oh. Why puppy?
Text that keyword to 454955. We'll text you back and message rates apply.
You can win a $1,000 iHeartRadio Ultimate Experience with Mumford & Sons.
Thanks to Glassnode Records.
We'll be right back. This is XL 102 commercial.
So don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're back. She said, shut up and let me. This woman, she said,
okay.